NBC News Radio, I'm Chip Reed. A tough new job for America's UN ambassador. Officials say John Negroponte will be nominated as U.S. ambassador to Iraq. The administration says it's another step toward democracy for that country. Municipal officials in the Iraqi city of Fallujah are asking militia forces there to give up the heavy weapons they have. NBC's Carl Rochelle in Baghdad says the leaders are trying to end a siege by U.S. troops.
The U.S. officials still believe that part of the problem, a major part of the problem, is foreign nationals who are in that city, but the ceasefire does hold. They also want them to get the foreign nationals together and get them out of the city, because officials believe the fighting will stop when they reach that particular situation.
President Bush says he's sorry to hear Spain is pulling its troops out of Iraq. He scolded the new Spanish prime minister for the decision. A truly international crew for the International Space Station, a Russian-American-Dutch crew, blasted into orbit today. I'm Chip Reed, NBC News Radio.
NBC Tonight. First, an all-new couple of Fear Factor with a big twist. They haven't slept for 24 hours.
It's absolutely insane.
Then, an all-new episode of Monday's hottest news show, Las Vegas. And it's the premiere of The Restaurant. Last year, Chef Rocco opened a restaurant in front of millions. Now his partner wants to take control.
You'll self-destruct if you're on.
You toss me like that!
The battle for the restaurant begins.
Get my lawyer on the phone.
On NBC Tonight.
Thinking about buying a used vehicle from a private owner? Think about this. Every Ford Quality Check certified pre-owned vehicle has to pass a rigorous 115-point inspection. The ones that do qualify come with 6 years, 75,000-mile powertrain, limited warranty coverage, and 24-hour roadside assistance. Think you'll get a 3.9% interest rate from a private owner? I don't think so. If we don't certify it, it's just used. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by June 30th, 04. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 62 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Denver police held a protest at City Hall this morning. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Freeway traffic moving along in very good shape at the lunch hour. No accidents or stalls on the freeways. They do have one road closure. It's at Highway 85 and Titan Road. State Patrol investigating a serious accident there. A little closer to home, an accident. No injuries reported southbound on Wadsworth at 1st Avenue. Watch for a little delay in there. Hurry in for big savings on just what you need to get ready for spring, plus friendly advice during the Bring Your Garden Back to Life sale. Continues through April 25th at participating True Value stores. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
In local news, about 400 Denver police officers and supporters showed up at City Hall for a chat with Mayor John Hickenlooper. However, the mayor was absent because of a prior commitment in Jefferson County. The folks in blue wanted to register their protest over last week's 10-month suspension of Officer James Turney, stemming from his fatally shooting teenager Paul Childs last summer. Detective Nick Rogers screamed out the officer's sentiments.
I think by his not being here is his statement on what he thinks of his police department.
While officers chanted, "Serve with honor, serve with pride," Sharif Aleem, who felt the suspension was too light, registered a protest of his own.
You're a bunch of hypocrites. Ain't no pride, ain't no honor in supporting this dude, Turney.
Sergeant Mike Mosco, the president of the officers' union, said in Hickenlooper's absence, it presented its letter to the mayor's chief of staff, Michael Bennett. This report brought to you by Pep Boys. The CU investigative panel is back at work today with University of Colorado Chancellor Richard Binney testifying before the committee today. The committee is asking questions relating to the allegations that up to 10 women say they were sexually assaulted by CU football players or recruits. The Army has turned over 5,000 acres of the Rocky Mountain Arsenal to the Interior Department as a wildlife refuge. An additional 10,000 acres will become part of the sanctuary once the Army is finished cleaning up, but that could last until 2011. The arsenal is home to foxes, coyotes, deer, eagles, and some huge channel catfish. At one time, it was known as the most polluted piece of land in the free world because of leftovers from nerve gas production and pesticide plants. Tom Mauser, the father of one of the Columbine victims, was turned away from the National Rifle Association convention over the weekend. Mauser, whose son Daniel was killed during the massacre 5 years ago, to tomorrow, is campaigning for a federal assault weapons ban to be renewed when it runs out in September. An NRA spokesman says the federal ban on assault weapons is part of an effort to take away all firearms from citizens. In sports, the Colorado Rockies have the day off as they get ready to host the LA Dodgers for three games starting tomorrow. Rocks lost two of their three games in St. Louis over the weekend, with their only win yesterday beating the Cardinals 8-5. Colorado Avalanche playing the waiting game at this point after wrapping up the first round of the playoffs against Dallas in just five games. Avs have to wait for some other series to finish before they'll find out who and when they'll play. Denver Nuggets are off until Wednesday when they play the second game of their best-of-seven series against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Nuggets lost 106-92 in the playoff opener last night. Games 3 and 4 will be in Denver. Right now, Pep Boys Express brand name oil change is just $16.88. Choose Castrol, Pennzoil, Valvoline, Quaker State, or others in a half hour, or it's free. See store for details, Pep Boys, parts, service, and much more. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 12:05.
From Estes Park to Colorado Springs, from Golden to Aurora, hear Denver's most entertaining talk personalities exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC.
My name is Kathy, and I met my husband Michael at eHarmony.com.
My name is Gina, and I met my husband Tom through eHarmony.com.
My name's Jennifer, and I met my husband Jack on eHarmony.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. These are just a few of the hundreds of eHarmony marriages. Dating services give you a picture in a paragraph. We go a lot deeper. We start with a personality profile that features 29 dimensions of compatibility, crucial to a long-term relationship. And if you go to eHarmony.com right now, we'll give you this $40 profile free. And then we'll find you a soulmate based on compatibility in the most important areas of life. Visit eHarmony.com today. Get your free personality profile.
My name is Becky, and I met my husband, Tom, on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy guys out there tonight, thanks to eHarmony.com.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Going to be breezy today, starting out with just a few clouds. Then those clouds increase with isolated afternoon rain showers. 66 are high. Later on tonight, down to 39 with isolated evening storms. Partly cloudy tomorrow, breezy 63. And Wednesday, starting out partly cloudy during the morning hours, but then turning mostly cloudy with a chance of afternoon rain showers and 58. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy and 62 now. KNRC News Time is 12:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
12:08, 8 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 3 o'clock, and I am delighted to be back. Although I had a pretty good time in San Francisco. Well, not such a great time. I had to have a lot of dental stuff done, and so really that's why I went. So in between, I was pretty much anesthetized most of the time. But what's new about that? How can we tell the difference? But while I was gone, lots has occurred, and so I have a little catching up to do. I want to let you know what's cooking before we get going. First of all, I am going to be at Tattered Cover Lodo tonight. Tonight is the 19th. This is the night we've been waiting for. I just finished the book on the plane coming back last night. The One Book, One Denver book that everybody is supposed to read in Denver is called Peace Like a River, and it is actually a wonderful book. I was, once I got into it, I really liked it a lot for a lot of reasons. And we're going to be talking about the book tonight at Tattered Cover Lodo, 7 o'clock. We're going to have a book discussion. There are various of these around town, and they've been going on for the last couple of weeks, and tonight is my night, and I'll be co-leading it. So anybody, it's open to the public. Anybody who wants to come, you're more than welcome to join us. It is, I think, on the third floor at Tattered Cover Lodo. We are also going to be joined tomorrow by somebody who has had an unexpected bestseller. And as a card-carrying member of the English Patrol, I love this, the fact that she's been so successful. Her book is called Eats, Shoots, and Leaves, the zero tolerance approach to punctuation. It is an absolute runaway bestseller. She's going to be in town. She's English. Her name is Lynn Truss. She'll be joining us. As I began life as a writer, as some of you know, and like to think I continue it that way, even though I really have almost no time to write lately. So I care about the language, and I certainly care about punctuation, and I get emails from people, and even with spell check, it can be pretty atrocious, so I'm happy to hear what Lynn Truss has to say. Wednesday, we're going to be joined by Pam Davis and Justin Farmer. If those names don't quite ring a bell, they are the new hosts of a brand new show airing on Fox 31 called Good Day Colorado. So that's just a partial list of what we have going for you this week. I hope to see you tonight at Tattered Cover. One of the things that happened while I was out of town was, while I was in San Francisco, was we had a decision on the Paul Childs case. The Jim Turney, what were we going to do? Everybody was waiting for Al LaCabe's decision, what was going to happen. Well, we got it. He got a, 10-month suspension, Jim Turney, and he's never going to be on the street again. Well, we knew he was never going to be on the street again. There was no way he could ever be on the street again. But that 10-month suspension is not good enough, as far as I'm concerned. This is a man who put himself in harm's way. Turney did it to himself. That kid was not a threat to him. Turney could have backed off. There were tasers around. He had backups. He had dealt with that kid. You could go to a state of mind, which I'm sure Johnny Cochran, who's apparently been sidelined with some kind of a neurological disease that his family won't comment on or won't, you know, they're saying it's private, but that he is expected to recover. Johnny Cochran will go to that, I'm sure, in the civil suit that the family is bringing. But here you have an officer who has now shot two black teenagers. The second one didn't have to be shot to death. This guy, Turney, threatens his mother-in-law the night before he shoots Paul Child's dad. Threatens her life to the extent that she, or the former mother-in-law, to the extent that she calls his bosses in Denver. But it was a holiday weekend, I believe, and nothing went into the pipeline until that Monday. Meanwhile, there was enough time for Turney to put himself in harm's way and to shoot Paul Child's dad. I think Turney needs to be fired. Turney needs to be terminated from the Denver Police Department. Turney needs to be terminated from the Denver Police Department. And I know that there were a lot of different constituencies here to satisfy. And I see that the cops, some of the cops are supporters of the cops in Denver. And I'm a supporter of the cops. But you know what? They're calling for guidelines and tell us what he did wrong, train us so we don't get into the same situation. Believe me, I know that when you're in the heat of battle, lots of other things take over. But this one, I think, was a no-brainer. This is really a no-brainer. I think that Turney has got to go. And maybe the idea of putting him on a 10-month suspension without pay, without salary, is so that he'll get so upset, he'll walk out, finally leave, because he's going to have to make a living. But then you have some people here setting up a website and setting up funds, people who support the police and maybe our police officers themselves or police employees themselves, and they're taking up a fund in order to see that Turney has money coming in while he is on this 10-month suspension. I think he would have very little credibility. I think he's a hot potato. I think he's a huge liability for the Denver Police Department. And what I do think, the only upside with Turney is that he is a harbinger to the extent that he tells us how much we need to reconstitute the Denver Police Department, because it has been the subject of a couple of different shows. I know Dateline did a story on the racial profiling at the Denver Police Department, and one of you told me that 60 Minutes did, although I don't recall seeing it. So I don't know if it was 60 Minutes, Dateline, who it was. But suddenly, Denver is out there. And clearly there's a problem in Denver. So I know we have reformed the police department and made it a much better, more efficient police department than it used to be, and it has a way to go. So the good news here is that Turney has illuminated what has to be done. The bad news is that he gets to stay on. And I don't think he should stay on. I think he needs to go. Now, there are many of you who are affiliated with the police department, who work there, who have loved ones who are there, who are maybe part of, there's a website that's in place. I want to hear from all of you, those of you who are pro and those of you who are con. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. There's a broken badge website. And according to today's post, it indicates that there are at least some officers who feel they're not getting much support and morale isn't so good. Well, you can work on morale, but morale comes out of substantive changes as well. So if police officers realize they're getting the right kind of training so that this doesn't happen again, and if they get the support of their chief, but I don't think that you can make bad morale good morale when you keep a lousy cop on, and I would say Turney is a lousy cop. 303-382-1150. So if you are a supporter of Turney's, or if you are a supporter of the child's family and a supporter of the idea that Turney's got to go, either way, I want to hear from you. 303-382-1150. Turney is the one who harmed himself. There were a lot of alternatives to shooting Paul Childs. That kid was not a threat to him. He had dealt with that kid before. It's not that this kid was new to him and he didn't know what the kid was going to do. He knew this kid. And he went toward the kid. He could have backed off. He had tasers. There were a lot of options for him. He did not have to go forward. 303-382-1150. Kevin in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. Hey, do you think you have any police officers who listen to your show right now?
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, here's the point I want to make, in case there are any listening. Denver cops have really got to be a lot of idiots. I mean, these guys got together and marched in support of this guy, Turney. They should be running away from him, washing their hands of him. He makes them all look like idiots, and the fact that they would support him is just appalling to me.
Whoa! Well, let's just see how people feel about that. I'm with you. I think that he's a hot potato.
I agree.
I think they try to do a compromise instead of taking the bold approach, which is get rid of him. They did not want to alienate the cops. Apparently, the morale is not good. The cops, he's got a lot of support within the department. Turney does. Don't ask me why, because maybe these cops feel that they will be on the line, and I don't think they see the larger issue here.
No, they just need to wake up and perform cranial rectal inversions on themselves and quit supporting this guy.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
303-382-1150, cranial rectal inversions. Is there a pill for that? 303-382-1150. So here you have angry cops are set to visit the mayor. They're threatening the blue flu. Police resentment over the suspension of James Turney will reach the ears of the mayor today. They are resentful that he got suspended for 10 months. And I am resentful that he's even still on the force. He shouldn't even still be on the force. Officers are going to head to Mayor Hickenlooper's office this morning and protest Turney's suspension and ask city officials to explain what the officers see as an unjust punishment based on vague reasoning. Well, I mean, are we talking more than double-digit IQs here? What vague reasoning? A child was needlessly shot. He didn't have to be shot. And I got an email from one of you saying there isn't very much money in social services budgets for kids who are like Paul Childs. What do you do when you have a kid like that and there are no programs and there isn't much in the way of money to treat kids like that? You wind up calling 911 and the cops keep coming out and eventually they shoot your kid dead, apparently. Maybe that's the MO here. So cops are going to be knocking on Mayor Hickenlooper's door. We're not going to ask the mayor to overturn his suspension. He can't do that, said Sergeant Mike Moscow, president of the Police Protective Association, but tell us what he did wrong. Train us so we don't get into the same situation, and let's move forward. Sergeant Moscow, call me up. Call me up publicly, Sergeant Moscow. I'm going to issue you an invitation. It's a free phone call, 303-382-1150, and I will tell you what Turney did wrong. If you don't know what he did wrong, Sergeant Moscow, head of the Police Protective Association, I, Enid Goldstein, a woman who isn't Albert Einstein, can figure it out. I can tell you what he did wrong, and I think a lot of the listeners can tell you what he did wrong also. So they're threatening the mayor, and I think that this police department needs yet another overhaul. That's what I think. Whitman has gotten high marks, but I think Whitman should have thrown Turney out. There are lots of ways you could have eased him out the door. And everybody wanted a compromise. And I'm sorry that Elber Wedgeworth supports this. I mean, she's representing a community you think would want Turney out, out, out. Turney last week was suspended. This is while I was in San Francisco, unbeknownst to me, for 10 months without pay in connection with the July 5 shooting, death of Paul Childs. The rally at the mayor's office is the latest sign of officer disapproval. At an emotional union meeting Friday, 500 officers, including Turney, showed up to vent their frustration. A fund has been set up to support Turney financially while he is out of work. A new website TheBrokenBadge.com depicts a police badge upside down and split in two. The site provides a detailed defense attorney and a direct challenge to officers to take a stand. It is not affiliated with the police union. The Mike Mosco, who is the sergeant, president of the Police Protective Association, said that most officers believe Turney should not have been suspended at all. Why? Was he protecting himself? The kid was not a threat. Turney put himself in harm's way. And Turney could have removed himself from harm's way just as quickly. And instead, he was mad. He was so mad he was threatened his mother-in-law the night, former mother-in-law the night before. And now he took it out on Paul Childs. It's the private who kicks the dog. Remember that one? The general beats up on the private and then the private kicks the dog? The Broken Badge website makes it clear that at least some officers feel they are not getting much support. One section shows cartoons drawn by an officer depicting how low morale in the department and mocking Hickenlooper and Police Chief Jerry Whitman. Well, Jerry Whitman, you ought to get in there and make sure that you're not being mocked. And you better get in there and try to reform the department if you can. Or is there a culture in there that can't be reformed? I don't know. We all know that this is nothing but a political issue. A letter posted on the website attributed to Turney's wife, Trista, also a Denver police officer. We all know this is nothing but a political issue, she's alleged to have said. Jim did what was right that day. Jim went home to his family that night. I'm not saying that the shooting of Paul Childs was not a tragedy. It was, and we all know it. However, the chief and the mayor are sending us the message that it would have been much easier for the city to be paying for a cop's funeral and for his children to go to college than to stand up in public and say that Jim did the right thing. Let me tell you something. It's not an either-or that you'd be paying for a cop's funeral. Turney was so stupid, he could have just walked away from this and not killed somebody. He put himself in harm's way, could have removed himself from harm's way. 303-382-1150. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Flush Rush.
Anyone else has to go, do it now. I ain't stopping again.
Middays, the Rush alternative. Enid Goldstein, noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. Hear the week's business news with the Ron Asana Show. Brought to you in part by Integra Financial. Call 303-220-5525. Ron Asana, noon till 3 Sundays. Exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Leadership. Bring it into your life now. From the people who define leadership in America today, KNRC and the Tom Peters Company present the Leadership Challenge Workshop, Tuesday, May 18th, from 8 to 4 p.m. at the Denver Marriott Southeast. It's inspirational. It's interactive. It's proactive. Go online to denverleaders.com now to learn more and register. Special prizes and group rates are available. Log on to denverleaders.com or call 303-527-0607. That's 527-0607. The Leadership Challenge Workshop, a special one-day seminar sponsored by the Denver Business Journal, First National Bank of Colorado, EKS and H Accounting Firm, and presented by the Tom Peters Company and AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Steve North, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are mixed at this hour. Tech stocks are bouncing back from a slide in the past four sessions, but blue chips are lower, possibly on investor worries about a sooner rather than later interest rate hike. The Dow is down 38 points, the Nasdaq's up 10. Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan testifies Wednesday before Congress on the economy. A sad day in the McDonald's empire after the sudden death of Chairman and CEO Jim Cantalupo. He had emerged from retirement to help the fast food giant revitalize its brand. The company quickly named Charlie Bell as president and CEO and Andrew McKenna as chairman. A key measure of future economic activity edged higher in March. The Conference Board reports its index of leading indicators was up 0.3% after no change in February. And don't scream, but ice cream prices will go up this summer. An industry group predicts a 20 to 30% rise due to higher prices for butter, milk, vanilla, and chocolate. Steve North, CNBC Business Radio.
The Chicago Underground Daily calls it an amazing cinematic wonder, spellbinding.
My daughter, I'm not sure if I can make it.
Father, you must remain strong, for I bring good news.
Oh, you bring good news?
Yes, I just save a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See how much you could save. Visit Geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
Is now a good time to sell my house? How much can I get for it? Do I have to leave the house when people look at it? Should I hide the stuffed moose head?
Coldwell Banker received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for the highest overall satisfaction for first-time home sellers among national full-service real estate firms. So let us help you. Coldwell Banker. Visit ColdwellBanker.com. All offices independently owned and operated except offices owned and operated by NRT Incorporated. For J.D. Power & Associates Award information, visit JDPower.com.
The thirst for knowledge is quenched here. The most entertaining talk shows in Denver.
Hear both sides.
Hear both sides on AM 1150 KNRC.
Lionel, would you join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC? Now back to Enid Goldstein.
1226 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and I'll be yours tonight at the Tattered Cover Lodo. Starting at 7 o'clock, we'll be discussing Peace Like a River, which is a very spellbinding book, very engaging, rather magical in a lot of ways. And it's the book we're all supposed to be reading in Denver and talking about. I wonder about that concept, though, to tell you the truth. Should everybody be reading the same book, and does it matter? And is anybody, have you talked to anybody who's reading the same book? I actually haven't. The only reason I'm talking about this is that they asked me to do it. And I said, okay, I'll do this. But so far, I haven't run into anybody here who has read it. And so I'm just wondering whether, the whole idea is read anything, is my take on it. Read whatever you like. And bring me something that I don't know about, and that will enlarge my universe of things to read. But anyway, it's open to the public. There's no charge for it. 7 o'clock tonight. Tattered Cover, Lodo, third floor. I'll see you there. We are talking about the Paul Childs case. We're talking about Officer Turney. He's only getting a 10-month suspension. I don't think he can carry a gun during that time. So if you want to comment on that, 303-382-1150. I also want to go on to 60 Minutes. I was in the air last night, and I did not get to see three things. An embarrassment of riches. I did not get to see three things last night because I was flying back from San Francisco. One of the things that I did not get to see was 60 Minutes, and Woodward, Bob Woodward from the Washington Post, has a new book out, and there's a lot of news involved with that book talking about how Prince Bandar got to see the plans for going to war before Colin Powell did, how Saudi Arabia, how money got diverted that Congress doesn't even know about to concoct, finance going to war with Iraq before it was ever public that that's what we were going to do, how Colin Powell was pretty much out of the loop. And I'm going to say something about Colin Powell. He's really a whore here. He had a lot of credibility. I like Colin Powell myself. But if he had a lot of reservations, why didn't he open up his mouth and share them with the American public? It would have made a huge impact. Instead, what did he do? He protected himself, he protected his boss, and he protected his job. And now he wants to have it both ways. And clearly, he has been talking to Woodward and using that opportunity to kind of undermine Dickey in the White House, which I don't mind that part of it. But it makes Powell look like a careerist and selfishly motivated, and I'm sure he was right, but why didn't he stand up for what he thought was right? 303-382-1150. That's not the first time that charge has been leveled against Colin Powell. There were some messy business that he left when it came to My Lai and Vietnam War. So Colin Powell has a history, and his non-entity son, who's running the FCC, God help us, because what's in the news now is everybody in broadcasting is scared to death. Ever since Janet Jackson's nipple almost saw the light of day, everybody in broadcasting is sitting on the edge of their seats. Even CNN is talking about using a tape delay system so that if they are taking questions, was it C-SPAN or CNN? C-SPAN is using, all right, then it's C-SPAN, sorry about that. C-SPAN is talking about instituting a tape delay so that when people call in with questions, you know, and they say something terrible, which I don't know in the history of C-SPAN if that's even happened. You're so staid there, you can barely stay awake sometimes, but it's they do interesting things there. And Howard Stern getting fined, or actually Clear Channel being, Infinity being fined, I think, and Clear Channel taking him off of their stations. I forget whether it was Infinity or Clear Channel got fined for Howard Stern. So he's toast as far as Clear Channel is concerned. And Clear Channel's using him as a scapegoat, saying, hey, we're not as horrible, we're not as obscene as you think we are. Meanwhile, for years, the envelope has been pushed. Now, here are the Republicans who believe in a free market, right? Well, don't we have a free market here and what people want to hear and tolerate? And the minute the free market expresses itself in terms of what some people might think of as obscenity or pushing the envelope, then Republicans don't want that anymore. On the other hand, I have to tell you this. A lot of people do the cheap shot thing because they think they can get their phones to ring, and we know who they are, don't we? But it doesn't make for great programming, and a lot of hosts will do obscene things or sexual referenced material, what used to be called blue material, because they think they can get an audience that way. Usually it's not even that funny. Usually it's not even that intriguing. Remember the two hosts, Opie and Anthony in New York, radio hosts, talk hosts, who encouraged their listeners to have sex in public places like St. Patrick's Cathedral, and the people who had sex there got busted. Opie and Anthony got offloaded. Meanwhile, they were collecting on their zillion-dollar contracts during that time, I believe, one assumes. But in any event, they were encouraged to push that envelope. So you wind up pushing the envelope, and you get pushed back. But the real obscenity that's getting lost in all of this, there are several real obscenities. It's not Janet Jackson's nipples. You see a lot worse on MTV, and you see a lot worse on cable TV. It isn't what Howard Stern says or doesn't say, or what Bubba the Love Sponge says or doesn't say, or whether there should be a 7-second delay on C-SPAN. The obscenity is that we're fighting an irrelevant war, that we shouldn't be squandering our resources. And another obscenity is you've got an owner like Clear Channel, the Walmart across the way, that's allowed to own everything. That's an obscenity. And the FCC is not looking at that obscenity. They're looking at whether you use a four-letter word or not, or one of the seven dirty words that George Carlin once did a routine about. And a couple of things that I missed last night because I was in the air. The latest installment of The Sopranos, which I watch religiously on Sunday night, except I got screwed last Sunday night because I have a satellite system and it was snowing and I couldn't. Have you seen this? That when your satellite, when it's really snowing and bad weather, what happens is you can't see. I don't know what you can see, but you can't see certain shows because your reception is interfered with. And it gets very weird, and people's actions stop, and the sound gets very weird. And I couldn't watch The Sopranos because the weather was so swirly last Sunday night, a week ago, Sunday night. I mean, it was so dramatic, the weather, that I wanted to pull up a chair to the window and just watch the weather since I couldn't watch The Sopranos. And the other thing I couldn't watch last night, which I was really primed to watch, one of my favorite shows, Prime Suspect, starring Helen Mirren. And it's the first episode of that. It's on public television. It was the first episode of that in 6 or 7 years. The publicity was everywhere. Helen Mirren was interviewed on Charlie Rose and a lot of other places. And I see, and I'm thinking, oh, God, I'm in the air. I can't get to see this. And part two is next week. Well, not in Denver. Not in Denver. Mm-mm. No Helen Mirren for us. This is according to Dick Kreck's column. Apparently, Prime Suspect, the brilliant British detective series, which aired nationwide on PBS Sunday, was preempted in Denver by Channel 6 KRMA, its annual begathon, its annual art auction. Can you believe that? That is so stupid. I cannot believe this. Channel 6's annual begathon, the art auction, preempted Prime Suspect, which got huge amounts of national publicity. You have to scratch your head and ask yourself, what could they have been thinking, if anything at all? So if anybody saw it, I don't know how it works here. In the Bay Area, there are a couple of public TV stations, and if one airs something like Prime Suspect, the principal station, which in the Bay Area is KQED, in a couple of days, the San Jose station will air prime suspect. I don't think it works that way here. I think maybe 6 has the franchise and it won't air on 12. Does anybody know about that? You can tell me. 303-382-1150. And if you haven't seen Helen Mirren do this, you've got to see it. It is so good. And this is supposed to be the best of all the installments so far. And they attract the best writers because it's such a brilliant series. Leave it to the English. Pakistan, one of the things that has been going on, because we have gotten ourselves into this irrelevant war in Iraq that has squandered our resources, human resources, our financial resources. We're in year 2 of that war in Iraq. Weren't we supposed to be in and out of there in about a month? We're going into year 2 of that war, aren't we? 303-382-1150, and we've taken our eyes off of Afghanistan. And so as a result, you have a record opium poppy crop, which is what you make opium from. And so we are averting our eyes as we are fighting the drug war here in two fronts. We're fighting the drug war with impossible sentences, choking our prisons with people who don't deserve to be there and who should not be there. And on the other hand, we are denying our seniors lower priced drugs because we don't let them, we don't want them to import them from Canada. They're manufactured in this country and they're sent to Canada, and we don't want them coming back from Canada because they're lower priced, and because this administration is doing everything it can to grease the palms of the pharmaceutical companies. So we're fighting the drug war on two fronts, I guess. And everybody's a casualty, seniors, other people, everybody's a casualty here. And at the same time, we're averting our eyes to the record poppy production in Afghanistan because the warlords are overseeing that poppy production. They've gotten so bold that they're now setting up laboratories in Afghanistan. It used to be over the border in Pakistan. Record production of poppies, therefore record production of opium. And guess what the opium is used for, besides the obvious? Drug money is paying for the attacks on trains, according to Spain, the attacks in Madrid. Now, one of you called, I think it was Ami, one of our callers, to say that drug money is always used to finance terrorism, or often used to finance terrorism. And here it is. The Islamic extremists responsible for the Madrid train bombings financed their plot with sales of hashish and ecstasy and drank holy water from Mecca in ritual purification act before the attacks. This is according to a high-level Spanish official. 303-382-1150. Tom in Colorado Springs. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
You know, I had a couple of questions for you, specifically about Rush. You know, when he did that comment on ESPN about the football player, and then he got fired and he came out with this diatribe about how unfair it was. And this was
I didn't hear the beginning of that. What who are you talking about?
About Rush Limbaugh.
Okay.
Remember when he was on ESPN and he had that comment about the football player and then he got fired?
Yeah, I forget, though, what he said. He didn't think Donovan McNabb was such a good football player, and he indicated it was mostly an affirmative action hire.
Yeah, something like that. But I wonder what he thinks, you know, because he came out and said, well, gee, it's a free country and I'll be able to say what I want to say. I wonder what he says about the new FCC and rules and the television stations being afraid to air anything and things like that.
Well, I think a lot of broadcasters, even, I don't know, what you would have to ask him what he has to say if you can bear to listen to that show and convince yourself that you're actually in a drug-free environment. But a lot of people who are anti the ACLU, a lot of broadcasters who are very conservative are very unnerved by this possibility of anything they say could get them in the soup.
Yeah. The other thing I had to say was...
But I think it's the mark of a very inferior talk host that they've got to either use indecent material to get ratings because they're not imaginative to do it any other way, or slash their colleagues to get ratings.
Well, that's true. But I did have one more comment. You know, on this drug plan. Well, actually, I would like to see Rush run for president because I think he could get us a better prescription drug plan. And
you think he could? Maybe if Rush could get us legalized doctor shopping too. What do you think?
I think so.
You think?
I think it'd lower the prices of drugs.
Well, we could put that out there. Why don't you call him and see if he'll take your call and float it to his audience?
Well, that's a good idea.
All right, Tom, report back on that, will you? Thank you very much. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. Time is 12:39. Time now to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
Thanks, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 65 degrees. A police protest at City Hall today. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Freeway traffic continues to move along in very good shape as we approach the middle of the lunch hour here. One minor problem, though, it's westbound on 6th Avenue between Sims and Kipling Street. There is an animal stuck in the median there, and the Lakewood Police Department Animal Control Unit is trying to rescue him before that animal gets hurt. Northbound Monaco at Stapleton Drive North, watch for an injury accident. Sounds like they might need a tow truck to get one of those cars out of the way. Quiznos introduces more low-carb choices than anyone on the planet. Quiznos low-carb toasty flatbreads, the best taste, the most low-carb options, only at Quiznos Sub. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Some 400 police officers and supporters held a protest at City Hall this morning in response to the 10-month suspension given to Officer James Turney for his responsibility in the shooting death of teenager Paul Childs last summer. Protesters had hoped to meet with Mayor John Hickenlooper, but he had a previous commitment in Jefferson County. This report brought to you by your participating True Value stores. It's up to the regional Crown Council in Vancouver as to whether Canuck player Todd Bertuzzi will face charges for his attack on Avs forward Steve Moore in March. Vancouver police say they've completed their investigation. Moore is still wearing a neck brace and his return to hockey is questionable. Bertuzzi out for the rest of the playoffs and has to apply for reinstatement next season. CU Chancellor Richard Binney appeared before the CU investigative panel today to answer questions relating to the allegations against the football program. Questions focused on a 1997 rape and a subsequent meeting Binney had with the Boulder DA. Hurry in for big savings on just what you need to get ready for spring, plus friendly advice during the Bring Your Garden Back to Life sale, April 14th through April 25th at participating True Value stores. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 12:41.
Libs lover.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hater.
Ignoramus.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
Are you looking for an opportunity to meet 20 or 30 other singles this month guaranteed without doing the bar scene or getting into pressured dating situations? I can tell you that Cottonwood Connection is helping singles from Denver to Boulder do just that, and they make it easy to do. Picture yourself with that new special someone heading to the mountains or a beach at Cabo sharing your personal hopes and dreams. Oh, those romantic dinners where you meet in the middle of that strand of pasta. Does it get any better than that? Check out Cottonwood Connection and call them at 303-424-2300 or check out their website at cottonwoodconnection.com. Most online dating services provide a searchable database, and that's about it. At Cottonwood Connection, they provide you with personal coaching, dating advice, professional videos, background checks, and lots of fun and exciting activities geared to help you meet other singles. They're a singles company that is more personal than internet dating and less expensive than dating services. Act now to take advantage of this year's incredible annual spring membership drive special. You can sign up now and receive 50% off your membership. That's right, half off. That's CottonwoodConnection.com or 303-424-2300.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. We're going to start out with just a few clouds out there. Breezy, but then those clouds increase. Isolated afternoon storms, 66. Later on tonight, those isolated storms continue into the evening hours, down to 39. Partly cloudy, breezy, and 63 for tomorrow. And starting out partly cloudy for Wednesday, then those clouds thicken up with a chance of afternoon rain showers and 58. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
65 degrees under partly cloudy skies. KNRC News Time is 12:43. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
You know what I find puzzling? Why a woman would pay good money for gorgeous sandals and then wear them with feet that have cracked heels, calluses, and raggedy toenails.
I'm Evelinda Ehrman, and that confused woman you hear is Judy Schwartz, my co-host on Style Matters Live. I have a solution for you, Judy. Salon Mercedes at Orchard and I-25 offers pedicures to fit every pocketbook. They're perfect for the sandal season.
Oh, yeah? What have they got?
The $20 Petite Pedicure, the $40 Pedicure Plus with an Alpha Hydroxy Acid Scrub, the $55 Spa Pedicure with a Salt Glow, and the $60 Mercedes Special with everything plus a free gift. Salon Mercedes treats your tootsies like your whole body should be treated. Lots of gentle rubbing, warm soaking, tender massaging.
Let's not get carried away. Salon Mercedes at I-25 and Orchard. Open Mondays through Fridays, 8 to 7, Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. 303-741-0606. That's 303-741-0606.
Salon Mercedes, so close to you.
You wanted live, local talk on weekends while everyone else is in infomercials or ball games. We've got it for you, Saturdays and Sundays.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Check out our lineup. Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:44 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm back from San Francisco and yours until 3 o'clock, and I'll be yours tonight at 7 o'clock at the Tattered Cover Lodo. We'll be discussing Peace Like a River. It's like a book group. So come and join us. Even if a friend of mine is going to come who hasn't really read the book, and so you don't have to have read the book, although, and you can participate as well. I finished the book last night. It's actually a very good book. We're talking about a lot of different things. We began the hour by talking about the fact that while I was gone, the ruling came down that the shooter of Paul Childs, which is Officer James Turney, is going to be suspended for 10 months without pay, can't carry a gun, and he's never going to be back on the street again. Well, we knew it would be suicidal to put that man back out on the street. It's just not going to happen. Do we need a high level, whatever his salary is, to be inside doing a desk job? Maybe we could hire a clerk for that? I think he's got to go, and meanwhile you've got people who have set up a website supporting him, bitching about the low morale. You have a delegation of cops knocking on the door of Mayor Hickenlooper to threaten the blue flu and register their protestations about the suspension of James Turney. They don't like it. And then you have a fund that they have set up, somebody set it up, to be sure that Turney get some dough coming in and a fund to help support him during the 10 months that he is not going to be receiving a salary from the Denver Police Department. I just hope he goes away. They should have made the suspension for 5 years and then hope he can get another job. That would have been good. You know what? That would have been a really good solution. Make that like a 10-year suspension. You're suspended for 10 years, but after 10 years, maybe you can get your job back if you've demonstrated a couple of IQ points heading up in the right direction, a little bit above room temperature where they're swirling, hovering right now. So that's what's going on, and you may want to comment about that. If I were a member, I am outraged. Let me just put it this way. I think Turney should have been fired. And I think that the culture in the Denver Police Department needs a radical overhaul, if it's even possible. I don't know to what extent you can overhaul the culture of a place when it's allowed to have taken root. There have been many overhauls. The Denver Police Department has really come up to it and developed into a better police department, but it still has a ways to go. Time for another overhaul, 303-382-1150. Those of you who are department supporters, those of you who are cops, those of you who may be married to cops or have cops as relatives or a loved one, friends, whatever, I'd like to hear from you. And I would also like to hear from you if you feel that the sentence for Turney is way too minimal. It's just a slap on the wrist. Turney put himself in harm's way, and he could have removed himself from harm's way, and there wasn't any kind of harm, really. And he looks like he's a serial developmental teenage killer is what he's looking like. Two strikes, three strikes, 303-382-1150. We're also talking about the Woodward interview last night on 60 Minutes. Did you see it? I was in the air, and I did not see it. But I am certainly intrigued by the information that's coming out. Now, about Bob Woodward, and I think... I would like to get Bob Woodward on the show and get a copy of the book. I have to say, in his last book, Bush at War, which was a bestseller, in order for him to have interviewed President Bush, Dickie, he had to probably go through about 50 pairs of knee pads because it was a fawning picture of a decisive leader who leading us in wartime. Well, now that it's safe to talk about the real story, he interviewed, apparently, with the White House's blessing, he interviewed a lot of people, as many as 75 or so is what's being reported, to get a picture of what went on. And his story corroborates the other two books that are out. The one that Ron Susskind did, who's a Pulitzer Prize-winning writer, with Paul O'Neill's help. Paul O'Neill's a former Treasury Secretary. Everybody says, and Richard Clark also says the same thing in his book, that after 9/11 they went right to Iraq. they wanted to go to war against Iraq. Now, a friend of mine makes this observation, and I wonder what you think about it, that Poppy, Bush Sr., oh, it was always said about him that there was the wimp factor, and that Dickie, wants to show everybody that he can go to war. Now, the other, that he's not a wimp, that he can best his father at something. Remember, his father was Phi Beta Kappa, his father was a genuine war hero, his father was a baseball star at Yale. Dickie has done nothing but be a drunk until he was 40 years old and uses the family name to get all kinds of jobs, which were all flops, until he traded on some insider trading with Harkin and with the support of I think, the Saudis and some other Middle Eastern ties that the Bush family had. And so he traded on insider information and made some money. And then at the taxpayer trough, made some money with the Texas Rangers. That is the history of Dickie, our president. George W. Dickie Bush. Cheney comes off as Dr. Strangelove in the Bob Woodward account, according to Colin Powell, that he's dangerously fixated on Iraq, that he was uneasy with the way it was left in the Gulf War. And that's all he could focus on in what you could only call, and what they call in a lot of fiction, that rictus of a smile, that crooked smile that he's got, that always has a leering, menacing quality to it, Dick Cheney. It may be with all his heart problems, he hasn't had enough blood to his brain. I don't know. But he's been really fixated on Iraq. He steamrollered Dickie, who's not a strong character, or he wouldn't have been a drunk and an alcoholic to begin with, insecure, and has accomplished little in his life, but God bless him. He had luck, as Napoleon said, I don't want good generals, I want lucky generals, and he's our president. But I'm going to tell you something, 4 more years of this crew where they don't have to face re-election, you won't have a country that you can recognize. Now, you tell me, what is the best way to get Dickie out of there? Is it to focus on Dickie's faults? How do you reach the swing voter? Or is it to talk about how much better a president John Kerry would be? 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC. No matter what happens, where it happens, or how it happens, get the information you need here first. First, AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC.
Get express front disc brake service at Pep Boys for just $49.99 after mail-in rebate. Or get a $25 Pep Boy gift card with our best quiet stop brake service. See store for details. Pep Boys, parts, service, and so much more.
When I fell, my doctor didn't give me Tylenol. She gave me Advil.
I was surprised. My doctor gave me Advil for my back.
Advil is my doctor's choice for muscle pain.
Truth is, doctors nationwide choose the advanced medicine in Advil most for tough muscle pain, strains, and sprains. Advil gives you better relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Now I always make sure I have Advil in the house.
For better relief, advance to Advil.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
Eat to your heart's content on Thursday, April 29th. Dining Out for Life Day. More than 250 Denver Boulder area restaurants will donate 25% of food sales to Project Angel Heart, a nonprofit organization providing nutritious, home-delivered meals to people living with HIV/AIDS, cancer, and other life-threatening illnesses. To learn more about Project Angel Heart, volunteer opportunities, or the list of participating restaurants, visit www.projectangelheart.org.
AM 1150 KNRC invites you to expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series. Tickets are still available for our next featured speaker, Steve Forbes. Steve Forbes will be speaking on Monday, May 17th at Betcher Concert Hall at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. For information, visit knrcradio.com. The KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series is a program of Junior Achievement and is sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC.
Where is Justin? Where is Justin? A roving man about town could soon be in your neighborhood. And if you want us at your event, let us know by calling AM 1150 KNRC and ask for Justin.
What's going on here?
Hear where he'll be next by listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
AM 1150
show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
12:54 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I just got this email from Eric. He said a couple more events that I missed. I wondered how the caucuses went. And he says apparently very high Democratic turnout at Tuesday's caucus. I was flying to San Francisco Tuesday night, so I wasn't able to attend, or I would have been there. And then there were MoveOn PAC events, and there was a bake sale for John Kerry, which friends told me about. I didn't see it. I wasn't able to attend, but anybody who went to the bake sale for John Kerry, I'd like to hear about that. 303-382-1150. Let's go to the phones. Ron, calling from Longmont. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I guess in terms of the Kerry-Bush thing, I don't know if you saw the interview with Kerry yesterday where he stated his position on Israel and supported Bush's policies 100%.
Wait, say that again.
Kerry supported Bush's policies 100% on Israel. And you know, the whole world is up in arms about what's going on with Bush supporting Sharon's plans. Basically saying that the 67 borders don't exist, denying the right of return of Palestinians. And Kerry's totally for that. This seems like Kerry's making it hard to support him.
Is that your only issue, though?
Well, no, there's a bunch of other issues.
I mean, here's the story. Kerry voted for the war.
And a lot
of the Democrats had no cojones whatsoever.
Kucinich did.
Yeah, Kucinich did, but he doesn't have a chance to be president is the trouble. And so nobody, really, they were afraid to challenge a patriotic president, most of them. There were very few who had the nerve. I mean, anybody who had half a brain could see that going to war was a waste, a huge, huge waste.
Now, I would quarrel with your term of patriotic president. I don't think Bush is very patriotic.
No, he's not, but he has managed to brand himself. You know, take the language of business. He has managed to brand himself a certain way as a decisive wartime president, heroic, decisive, patriotic, and so on. None of it is true. He's a weak man. He was hot-walked into this war by Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld.
And the neocons,
Wolfowitz, Pearl, the whole crowd. They hot-walked that guy into a befuddled, not a, a terribly incurious and an incompetent man into this war. And we have bought it. Now you and I have not bought the branding, but most Americans have. And here I was back in the Bay Area, and you can imagine the politics in the Bay Area. People are madder than can be about Bush and wanting to get him out. And a lot of California, his approval ratings, even in the hardcore, very conservative bastions of California, Bush's approval ratings, last time I looked, were sinking faster than a stone.
Well, Kerry certainly doesn't make it easy to support him, though, when he says he supports the president 100% on this unlawful,
but you've got to look beyond. You've got to look beyond it, Ron. I mean, I don't support Sharon. I support Sharon on some things, and on a lot of things, I don't support Sharon. But you've got to look beyond that particular issue and look at what will be better fundamentally for the country. Do you want to have these deficits? Do you want to be stuck in Iraq in a quagmire where we are now facing year two, the second year, and it's getting worse and worse? It's unraveling.
Well,
and we still have terrorist issues. And Condoleezza Rice right now, she's got statements all over the place about how we now have to implement all these anti-terrorist kinds of safeguards in this country. Well, where have they been since 9/11? They haven't done anything. They haven't done jack.
Well, I guess I'm concerned that Kerry seems unwilling to stand up for human rights issues and is based on political considerations.
What human rights issues?
The human rights of Palestinians.
Let me tell you something, Ron. The Palestinian issue is a complicated issue. Those Palestinians have been hideous to the Israelis. The Israelis have gotten stronger. They are a tiny little entity surrounded by people who hate their guts and will sink them at every opportunity. For you to come in on it right now and not know the history of it means that you don't
know
the means that you don't know the whole story there.
Israel's the fourth strongest military in the world. They are not in danger of being driven into the sea. There is danger for individual Israelis, but that's because of the policies of Sharon and Netanyahu and Rabin before them.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Ron. The Palestinians hate the Israelis. They had the chance to make peace. Yasser Arafat got about 97% of what he wanted,
no, he
and he walked out.
Enid, Barack And
I don't want it, Rod. I don't want this to go off into a discussion about Israel. But I'm saying to you, one topic only for Kerry, and you're going to base your decision on president on that. I don't think is a wise choice.
How about trade issues?
303-382-1150. We have just a few more seconds left in this hour, but two more hours of Enid coming up right here on AM 1150. You can join the conversation, 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live right here on...
Hear Colorado talk. This is the flagship station of NRC Broadcasting, AM 1150, KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chip Reed. President Bush isn't pleased with Spain's decision to pull its forces out of Iraq. He spoke by phone with the new Spanish prime minister and later urged other coalition countries to think carefully about the importance of the mission. NBC's Richard Engel in Baghdad says Spain's decision has U.S. commanders making new plans.
Spain is America's fifth largest coalition partner, with around 1,300 troops patrolling Shiite cities in central Iraq alongside U.S. forces. They could withdraw in 2 weeks.
President Bush is naming U.N. Ambassador John Negroponte as America's ambassador to Iraq, subject to Senate approval. He would, in effect, replace Paul Bremer after June 30th. That's when power is supposed to be transferred to the Iraqis themselves. The Supreme Court has turned down an appeal from an Indiana law enforcement officer who was fired from his job because he refused to work in a casino. He argued that would violate his religious beliefs. The High Court disagreed. I'm Chip Reed, NBC News Radio.
NBC Tonight. First, an all-new couples Fear Factor with a big twist. They haven't slept for 24 hours.
It's absolutely insane.
Then, an all-new episode of Monday's hottest news show, Las Vegas. And it's the premiere of The Restaurant. Last year, Chef Rocco opened a restaurant in front of millions. Now his partner wants to take control.
You'll self-destruct it, Rocco.
You touch me like that!
The battle for the restaurant begins.
Get my lawyer on the phone.
On NBC Tonight.
Thinking about buying a used vehicle from a private owner? Think about this. Every Ford Quality Check certified pre-owned vehicle has to pass a rigorous 115-point inspection. The ones that do qualify come with 6 years, 75,000-mile powertrain, limited warranty coverage, and 24-hour roadside assistance. Think you'll get a 3.9% interest rate from a private owner? I don't think so. If we don't certify it, it's just used. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by June 30th, 04. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 65 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Hundreds of police officers turned out for a protest this morning. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Just getting a report of a stall northbound I-25 at Santa Fe, blocking the center lane. It's the first freeway problem we've had in a very, very long time. A couple of serious injury accidents off the freeways, though. One at Monaco and Stapleton Drive North. Another one just coming in from 5th and Fifth and Downing, and it sounds like a car hit a pole there. Hurry in for big savings on just what you need to get ready for spring, plus friendly advice during the Bring Your Garden Back to Life sale. It continues through April 25th at participating True Value stores. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
In local news, Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper had a prior commitment in Jefferson County, so he wasn't on hand when some 400 police officers and supporters descended on City Hall this morning to protest the suspension of a fellow officer. Denver Police Officer Keith Cruz was asked how disappointing it was that Mayor Hickenlooper wasn't there for today's meeting.
Extremely disappointed. We work hard for this city, and the job we do out there is for the citizens of the city. We go out there because we love this job. Nobody forced us to do it. And we appreciate all the hard work our officers give to this city. We just wish he could have been here to listen to us.
The police were protesting the 10-month suspension given to Officer James Turney for the shooting death of 15-year-old developmentally disabled Paul Childs last summer. This report brought to you by Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. University of Colorado Chancellor Richard Binney had his turn before the independent panel investigating the school's football recruiting program. Today's questions focused on a 1997 alleged rape involving a recruit and the subsequent meeting that Binney had with Boulder County DA Mary Keenan. Keenan says she told Binney that alcohol and sex were being used to attract recruits, but Benny says he doesn't remember that statement. The chancellor said athletic director Dick Tharp knew about the allegation in the meeting with the DA, but didn't share that information with Coach Gary Barnett.
I think it would have been important to make sure that you had a commitment from that coach to adhere to all the university policies and laws, and to know that they were going to make sure that their players were informed of that.
Benny says he sent a memo in 2001 to Tharp and Barnett about another alleged rape involving a player, and says he ordered changes in CU's recruiting policies. A lawsuit against Coors Field is going to court today. The federal court case filed by the disability rights group Colorado Cross Disability Coalition is based on the alleged lack of wheelchair access to games at the ballpark and that tickets aren't priced fairly for disabled fans. The group, which has sued the Pepsi Center and Red Rocks, won't get any money, but they say they want policy changes and more accessibility to the venues. In sports, it's an off day for the Colorado Rockies today as they get ready for a three-game homestand against the L.A. Dodgers starting tomorrow. Rocks beat the Cardinals 8-5 in St. Louis yesterday. It was their only win of their three-game road trip. Colorado Avalanche don't yet know who they'll play in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Since the Avs were able to knock off the Dallas Stars in five games, they have to wait until some other series wrap up before they'll find out who their next opponent will be. No game for the Denver Nuggets until Wednesday when they'll play Game 2 of their best-of-seven series against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Nuggets lost 106-92 last night. The Wolves host Game 2 Wednesday night with Games 3 and 4 here in Denver. When you buy a home with Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage, stress won't be a closing cost. To experience stress-free house hunting for yourself, visit ColoradoHomes.com. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 105.
When you need to know
information,
you never have to wait.
Now.
Talk and information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Information now.
Hear both sides on AM 1150 KNRC.
Mom, Dad and I are off to the grocery and office supply store.
And I'm hitting the mall.
No, you're not.
What?
Huh? We're going to Sam's Club for their special open house weekend.
Don't we have to be members?
Yes, but this open house is special, so everyone's welcome. Grab the kids and we can get everything we need in one place.
Great. More family togetherness.
This holiday, make it your business to shop and save at Sam's Club. You're invited to the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club open house November 14th through 16th. Sample delicious foods, do all your holiday shopping at low warehouse prices. Join today and save all year. Sam's Club. We're in business for small business.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. The blustery winds, a little annoying at times through the afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow as well. It'll be partly cloudy with a high of 67, low tonight of 38, clouding up in the afternoon tomorrow with a high of 63 and some showers in upper 50s on Wednesday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy and 65 now. KNRC News Time is 107. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 135 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
107, 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock and in yours tonight at Tatter Cover Lodo. I hope I see you there. We're going to be talking about the book Peace Like a River. And even if you haven't read it, it's a wonderful book. You might be inspired to read it if you sit in on the discussion. I read it. I finished it last night on the plane. I started it about a week ago, and it pulled me in very quickly. Not immediately, but pretty soon after that. I was sort of reading it like, oh, I have to study this for an exam sort of thing, and then I just let the story take over. And it was a very transformative kind of book to read. So I do recommend it, and it'll be fun to meet you tonight. There's no charge for it. The public is invited. It's on the third floor, Tatter Cover Lodo, and that Tatter Cover there is located at 16th and Wine Coop. So I hope to see a number of you there. What we're talking about, and let me bring you in on some of the discussions if you're just joining us. First of all, while I was gone, several things happened. The caucuses took place, so if anybody attended the caucuses, I'd like to hear from you. Also, the decision came down about Jim Turney's future. He's a police officer who shot Paul Childs and the 10-month suspension, which I think is way too kind. It's still a slap on the wrist. And he's not paid during that 10 months, and he'll never be back out on the street again. And during the 10 months that he's suspended, he can't carry a gun. I think he should have been fired. Just get him out of there. And I think he's a harbinger. He's an indicator of the culture of the Denver Police Department and how it needs to be reformed. And suddenly the Denver Police Department is the subject of a lot of stories, a lot of profiles for its profiling and for its handling of blacks and whatever other issues are involved in the culture of the Denver Police Department. And I know that the Denver Police Department has had a troubled and checkered history and it has done much better, but it has a way to go. It can still do better yet. I don't know how you begin to reform a culture, but in the meantime, a lot of support for Jim Turney within the department. People are taking up collections so that he has money coming in while he's suspended. I wish he would find another job someplace else. I don't know if he could find another job as a police officer. I think he's a hot potato. I think he doesn't have the temperament for it. And he put himself in harm's way. He could have removed himself from harm's way. So he should go. And that was another thing that we discussed. Also, did you watch 60 Minutes last night and the Bob Woodward interview? What he's saying about President Bush, will it have an effect on President Bush? 303-382-1150 on its re-election possibilities. How many more bad stories? I mean, the people who love him, love him. The people who hate him, hate him. And is it all about the swing voters now? And if you are a swing voter, if you're on the fence, what's it going to take? Is it that we have to let you know how bad Bush is and anybody but Bush? John Kerry? Or do we have to tell you how great John Kerry is, or is it a combination of the two? I think John Kerry will be a superior president to Dickey. I mean, I don't think anybody can be worse than Dickey is. And that crowd, you've got to get him out. And Colin Powell, if we can believe Bob Woodward's interviews with him, says that Cheney has this weird fixation on Iraq. He steamrolled Bush. Well, Bush is a weak man. Wasn't hard to steamroller him. A couple of bottles of Coors, a Bud would steamroller him too. 3-0, a pretzel sidelined him. Remember that? He got a pretzel caught in his throat. He's not a hard man to sideline. 303, or to steamroller. 303-382-1150. Let's go with the phone. Charles calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
That's good. That's good. You know, the reason I called is because I was listening to your show in regards to you were talking about the Paul Childs case.
Yeah.
And reason I'm calling is because, you know, one of my concerns is in regards to training and, you know, health education awareness. You know, I think that's really a major problem, you know, throughout the police department. And from a personal standpoint, I live with epilepsy every day, you know, and
tell me what your point is, Charles.
My point?
Yeah.
It's training. I'm just calling to talk to you in regards to training and in regards to training for the police officers.
So you're saying the training could work if they would implement it?
Oh, yes. I think it would work.
Why are the cops so befuddled? They're saying, well, you have to train us and teach us what to do. I think this is a common sense issue. Jim Turney puts himself in harm's way. The kid was not a threat. He could have backed away, and he didn't do it. He just shot him dead. It was easier. He was mad. He was mad. He was scared, and he was weak.
I think what happened was awful, and I agree.
All right, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. A couple of things going on that are now being revealed in Iraq. First of all, you have security companies. They are shadow soldiers. It used to be that the military would guard all these installations. They would guard some of the, like, for example, the Coalition Provisional Authority had Paul Bremer. Instead, it's private firms. Outsourcing of security in Iraq. It's going to cost way more money, and I don't know how effective it's going to be. They're charging huge rates because it's so dangerous. I think it's another instance of really bad planning, bad management. Now, may I point out to you something that you may have forgotten? Dickey actually went to Harvard and got an MBA, a master's in business administration. So you would think that he would know how to be an executive and do the right thing here. But no, they're outsourcing to their fancy friends. And this is a front page story in yesterday's New York Times. Let me give you the headline. 9/11 files show that warnings were urgent and persistent. In the fuller picture from all the testimony before the 9/11 commission, the work of the panel suggests that attacks were not a bolt from the blue. And so in other words, people saying, oh, well, you know what? They didn't know. George W. Dickey Bush didn't know. It was a bolt from the blue, not a bolt from the blue. When you get this high-level chatter, intelligence information, and you don't even give it, pass it along to your attorney general, who heads up the FBI, you got to wonder what those people are drinking and smoking. 303-382-1150, the incompetence level. Amazing. Susan, calling from Allen's Park. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I'm just calling in about the caucuses. We had our caucus for our precinct up here at my house, and for last time they had five people, and we had 24 attend this time, 22 eligible to vote. And according to the scuttlebutt in the Boulder County Democratic Party, we were on the high end of attendance in our precincts.
In general, now I got an email from Eric, and Eric said that the attendance for caucuses was up significantly.
That's
Is that your understanding of it, or was it simply just in pockets?
No, it's our understanding that there was strong attendance throughout.
That's great.
Everyone in our group is... I had seven people willing to volunteer for any aspect of the election throughout the next month. We had several people volunteer to be election judges, and everyone in our group said that they would work to get out the vote.
I think that's great. And one of the things I was able to tell my friends in San Francisco, this is Colorado is suddenly a swing state. We are suddenly in play here, and I think that is so exciting.
And
now here's the other thing. It just breaks my heart because... we know about e-voting, and we know about the possibilities of hijacking the election but because the software is so troubling, you can alter the tallies and never leave any footprints. And in the April Vanity Fair, there was a big story about it, and they referenced specifically Colorado in one portion of the story. Because if you'll recall, Zogby predicted in a very close race that Strickland would win over Allard. And when the tally was in, it was Allard who won over Strickland by about 5 points. Now, I know prediction isn't an exact science, but the question is, was the e-voting a culprit here, or was that an honest tally? But if you think, gee, what would have happened if, in that squeaker, Strickland would have won, and then Ben Nighthorse Campbell, because he's got acid reflux, dropping out of the race... boy, that would have been way too delicious a prospect. But I'm concerned because Coors has got deep pockets, and he's got a lot of name recognition, even though Ken Salazar is very beloved and has a great reputation.
Well, interestingly, up here, we called most people, and that's how they got to the caucus. But I posted it in our little newspaper, and I put it on the bulletin board at the post office where everybody goes. Someone took it down over the course of a week three times.
Took down what?
Took down my notice about the caucus.
Really?
Yes. But we have a good group up here, and in Boulder County at least, the elections commissioner is a Democrat. So we're going to watch very carefully, and we're going to know up here, at least in our little precinct, who's doing what and what kind of attendance we have. So we're going to watch it very closely. Statewide, it's a very upsetting issue because the guy that they brought in to run the 2002 election... of course, was hired by Governor Owens, and he's from Texas.
Oh, no.
So I'm not, Beaupre and that whole thing
down
in the new thing was very, it was a 121-vote decision, and like with Strickland and Allard, the polls didn't show that it was that close. So I'm very suspect that the Beaupre election in 2002 was even honest.
Well, that's the thing. Will it be an honest election? Well, Susan, thank you so much for the update. I really appreciate it. Keep us posted, too. And I just got this from Dex. Dex said, I attended my caucus, Precinct 16, which is, wait a minute, let's see. It's Lynn, sorry, not, he uses a different. All right, I attended my caucus, this is from Lynn, Precinct 16 of which is composed of mostly Republicans, but at least 200 Democrats. They're upper middle class self-employed people. There were three people that showed up. We voted for Kerry and for Salazar. I was disappointed with the turnout, to say the least. People are still in denial, in a coma, and they apparently don't put two and two together or see the relationship between cause and effect. I'm so mad at the situation in our government, I could spit nails, and people tell me not to dwell on it, that life is short. Exactly. I'm mad at these people, too, because they are so clueless. Even the Dems. I will be going to the district caucus assembly, and that would be May 1, and that's from Lynn. So, okay, Lynn, keep us posted. 303-382-1150, Richard on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi. I was just telling you, screener, you talked about the caucuses. I'm one of the few that don't get to vote,
because I work swing shifts. At least with the primaries, you could always mail in or do something to vote. When you go to caucus, they took it away because they can't find the money, but yet they seem to find the money to sue for redistricting and all of that other, but they can't find the $1 million for the caucus.
So in other words, if you work nights, you were not able to go because they all started after work at about 7 o'clock?
Well, I work swing. I go 3 to 11.
So there was no way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They didn't have any daytime. They had no daytime caucuses for people?
Not that I know of in my area.
Wow, I'm so sorry.
But see, that's something they took away. They said the reason was $1 million. They said it cost, and they were cut the budget. And I think they knew what the problem was going to be this year, and that's why they did the caucus thing instead of the other. So that way.
Are you going to get involved, Richard? Are you going to get involved in some other way?
Well, right now, the only thing I got is I'm an ABB. Anybody but Bush is all I can do.
All right. What are you going to do, though, to get Bush elected in Colorado that is now a swing state? Colorado is now a swing state. So are you going to volunteer some time? Are you going to write a check? Are you going to, what are you going to do?
Well, this time I'll donate. But, I mean, the thing is, I just got upset that I don't even get to, you know, try to get him out even, you know, at the beginning.
I'm watching him right now, Mr. I hope he's sober. And he's on the road with the Patriot Act, selling the Patriot Act to make himself look like he's patriotic and strong and protecting against terrorism when those guys were all asleep at the wheel. The best they can come up with is to terrorize the American public, not to really go against terrorists. That's what I think. I thank you, Richard, for the call. 303-382-1150. Fox, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, Enid. I used to be a Democrat for most of my life.
Wait a minute. Are you a first time caller?
Yes, I am.
Wait a minute. We have some. There you go.
But hey, I used to be a Democrat. But one thing I am.
Curb your enthusiasm, Fox.
I know. But I went to the caucuses, at Republican caucuses, and I am a delegate to all the assemblies. And hopefully this year to the national convention. But what I find, even when I was a Democrat, one thing I always did was respect the presidency. You may not like George Bush, but for crying out loud, Dickie, I didn't like President Clinton, but I don't call him Billy Willie or stuff like that.
Well, but didn't they call him Slick Willie?
I didn't.
Well, you may not have, but didn't all the Republicans call him Slick Willie and worse?
Everybody you've talked about that's Republican, you got some kind of wimpy name.
Wait a minute. I'm just talking about, you brought up Clinton. Everybody called him Slick Willie, including Democrats.
Everybody, that's what Democrats do. They include everybody.
Wait a minute. The Republicans called him Slick Willie, and then you had Bush, or Rush, excuse me, holding up pictures of Chelsea Clinton making fun of the way she looked. So please... Please, Fox, you and I disagree. This is why we have a very vibrant First Amendment. We can talk.
I agree. I agree with that. You know, but the thing is, I mean, it's just very condescending. The man hasn't drank in 20 years. You're bringing up something that happened way in his past. What about John?
You don't think that that's a defining thing about somebody, that they were a drunk until they were, an alcoholic until they were 40 years old?
Wait a minute.
And it hasn't been 20 years. He's in his middle 50s, so if you're lucky, if it's been 15.
And I'm not a drunk anymore, so does that make my life less than anybody else's?
No, but it paints a picture about who you are. And if you have really overcome...
Who I am now has nothing to do with who I used to be. You guys.
Of course it does. Fox, do you think that you just hatched yourself out of a beer bottle the minute you stopped drinking? You are the sum total. It's a continuum of what you were when you started out and what you are now.
Naive and nonsensical, but it could only come from a liberal brain because... liberals don't have the intelligence.
I can see. Wait a minute. All liberals have no intelligence. I can see that alcohol, Fox, has definitely rotted out your brain. 303-382-1150. 303. Steve, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. And, you know, I kind of have to agree with that last caller. I think you're above the rancor of the debate that you're bringing to the table here. Calling Bush a drunk.
Was a drunk.
Okay, he was. But
yes.
He's not.
No, I did not say that he is presently a drunk. I said he was an alcoholic until he was about 40 years old.
But why don't you ever refer to Ted Kennedy that way?
Ted Kennedy's not the president.
He's a ranking member of the.
We're talking about getting. We're talking about removing this weak man who from office, who is the product of a lot of brilliant public relations, and is really a weak man, a smoke and mirrors kind of a president. I want him out of there.
That's fine, and I understand that. But don't you think that you can do that by just disagreeing with him on his
political stances? Do you listen?
Do you have to denigrate the man as far as?
Do you listen to the callers who call in and say, and have every excuse in the world, if you think that logic is going to win the day here, it is not.
It's no different on either side. That's the problem.
Well, what about everybody calling Bill Clinton's, what about everybody calling Bill Clinton Slick Willie?
Yes, they did. Does that make it right?
It just makes it something that is. It just is something that is. I don't know if it's right. I don't know if it's wrong. It just is.
But do you have to stoop to that level?
I don't regard it as stooping. I think it's a very colorful. I think it's a colorful use of language. I don't regard it as stooping at all.
Can't you elevate the level of debate to just disagree with the man politically?
I do disagree with him politically, and what do I call him? Incompetent, inchoate, incurious. I mean. In every way, he has not lived up to his responsibilities as president. To get those briefings that he got he ought to be tried for malpractice. That's all I can say. He should have. He went on vacation. He didn't interrupt his golf game for 1 second. And you're bitching at me that I call him Dickie? Please, 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to. I mean, I could call him a lot worse. He's a murderer in a way. In a way, you can almost make that case. I know that's extreme. But Dickie is benign compared to what he has done to a lot of lives. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Find out what happened while you were at work.
Who are you?
Tim McLaughlin.
Tim McLaughlin.
With news updates twice an hour during the Doug Kellett Show. Afternoons exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
KNRC.
Hear the week's business news with the Ron Asana Show. Brought to you in part by Integra Financial. Call 303-220-5525. Ron Asana, noon till 3 Sundays. Exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's the biggest and the best hunting and fishing show ever. The one gun collectors and sportsmen have been waiting for. The Tanner Gun Show. This Saturday and Sunday only in the Mart Pavilion at the Denver Merchandise Mart. Hundreds of booths will be displaying equipment and accessories to meet the needs of sportsmen. From hunting equipment, including items designed for self-protection, to a variety of sportsman gear. You'll see an unbelievable collection of knives for all occasions, along with antiques, including collectible weapons, the kinds that help tame the Old West. The Tanner Gun Show is a must for serious hunters and collectors. Plus, it's an education. Experience for everyone. Stop by the show. You'll learn a lot. And while you're there, shop for handcrafted leather goods, southwestern jewelry, and wildlife paintings at very competitive prices. There's plenty to keep everyone entertained for the whole day, and lots of free parking, too. The Tanner Gun Show, 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. this Saturday and Sunday only in the Mart Pavilion at the Denver Merchandise Mart, exit 58 off I-25 North. Don't let this premier event for hunting and fishing enthusiasts pass you by. Check out www.tannergunshow.com.
Leadership. Bring it into your life now. From the people who define leadership in America today, KNRC and the Tom Peters Company present the Leadership Challenge Workshop, Tuesday, May 18th, from 8 to 4 p.m. at the Denver Marriott Southeast. It's inspirational. It's interactive. It's proactive. Go online to denverleaders.com now to learn more and register. Special prizes and group rates are available. Log on to denverleaders.com or call 303-527-0607. That's 527-0607. The Leadership Challenge Workshop, a special one-day seminar sponsored by the Denver Business Journal, First National Bank of Colorado, EKSNH Accounting Firm, and presented by the Tom Peters Company and AM 1150 KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
Enid Goldstein.
KNRC.
We have to talk.
Join our Voice at Work fraternity. It's growing every day.
I listen in the morning when I'm getting ready for work, in the office, the car, on the ride home.
If you support live and local radio for the Denver metro market, go to our website at knrcradio.com and click on the Voice at Work logo.
This is going to be the most astounding thing you've ever heard of.
If you listen to KNRC at your place of business, you'll get up to 10 free t-shirts for your employees.
Well, that stuff sounds pretty good.
When you sign up as a member of KNRC's Voice at Work program, our host will mention your business on the air
air as a local supporter of the station. Your place of business will be added to the Voice at Work portion of the KNRC website. We want all of our listeners to know the local places that support local radio. We'll also send you KNRC t-shirts, bumper static stickers, and commuter coffee mugs.
I mean, that's a great deal.
Go to knrcradio.com and join the Voice at Work fraternity. Another way to say thank you for listening to AM 1150. KNRC.
You guys are great. I love listening.
We have it on all the time.
KNRC.
I'm Bill Griffin, CNBC Business Radio. A mixed bag on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, with about 40 minutes of trading left on this Monday, is down 12 points at 10,440, with the NASDAQ up 19 points. It was hard hit last week, but the NASDAQ's up now at 2015. A sad day at McDonald's. The company's chairman and CEO, Jim Cannalupo, died suddenly of an apparent heart attack this morning in Orlando, Florida. His death comes just as his turnaround strategy at the fast food giant was beginning to pay off. Cannalupo was 60 years old. Shares of McDonald's have been down by more than 2% today, and McDonald's has already named a new CEO. His previous chief operating officer, Charlie Bell, will take over. Coca-Cola is a bright spot, though, in the markets on rumors the company may woo the CEO of Gillette to replace their outgoing CEO. James Kiltz has been running Gillette lately. And the beverage giant's going to introduce a new low-carb soft drink this summer called Coca-Cola C2. The Dow's down 13 points. I'm Bill Griffith, CNBC Business Radio.
The Chicago Underground Daily calls it an amazing cinematic wonder, spellbinding.
My daughter, I'm not sure if I can make it.
Father, you must remain strong, for I bring good news.
Oh, you bring good news?
Yes, I just save a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See how much you could save. Visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
Is now a good time to sell my house? How much can I get for it? Do I have to leave the house when people look at it? Should I hide the stuffed moose head?
Coldwell Banker received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for the highest overall satisfaction for first-time home sellers among national full-service real estate firms. So let us help you. Coldwell Banker. Visit ColdwellBanker.com. All offices independently owned and operated except offices owned and operated by NRT Incorporated. For J.D. Power & Associates Award information, visit JDPower.com.
The top names in news are NBC and CNN.
Guess what? We've got them both.
AM 1150, KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:31 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3, and I'll be yours at 7 as well at Tatter Cover Lodo. I hope to see you there. We'll be talking about the book Peace Like a River. And even if you haven't read the book, stop by and say hello. It'll be a pleasure to meet you. The lines are full, but they will open up. Let me encourage you, if you've never called a talk radio station before, do it. It's a free phone, virtually a free phone call, I think, from most places, 303-382-1150. You can affect the dialogue, and we would love to hear from you. I love to encourage new voices to call the show. What we're talking about, some of you calling in, telling me that I shouldn't be calling President Bush Dickie. I mean, should I call him murderer instead? I mean, what do you think is better? Slick Willie, nobody was calling in to say, oh, we shouldn't call Clinton Slick Willie. I just got this email from Peter. Peter says, hi, and I feel so terribly bad for you that you harbor so much hate for President Bush. While I understand that half of your hateful rhetoric is spouted for the purposes of your listener ratings, it is still simply unbecoming of any broadcaster to give false facts and purport your opinions as fact, which I do not. Of course. So it shows you that I think conservatives are very addled, as a matter of fact. That's why they're conservatives. That's why they're B's and not A's. That's it. That's 303-382-1150. You're way too partisan. Even Bill O'Reilly, who comes before you, remains nonpartisan. He said, I will smile when I see that look on your face when Bush wins in November. I'm sure you will be smiling as well, because Bush in the White House would mean you'll have something to talk about for the next 4 years. If Kerry wins, my job is in trouble, he says. What do you think about if Bush wins, the country is in trouble, is the story there. 303-382-1150. Let's go to Judy in Brighton. Hi, Judy. You're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I don't know why anybody should be offended by you calling Bush Dickie. I think, in fact, we have a double Dickie administration.
We do. We have two dicks running the White House.
We really do. And you know what? We better keep Bush healthy because the second Dickie is even scarier than Bush.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Big Dick, and that would be Big Dick Cheney, is your real president. I think Dickie is a puppet president.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I think this is the scariest, most incompetent administration we've had in my lifetime, and I'll do everything I can to see that Terry gets elected. So right on, Enid. You go, girl.
Thank you. And are you a first-time caller, Judy?
I am.
Wait a minute. We have something. There you go. Now you too can go, girl.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Judy. Call us again, 303-382-1150. Cora on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello?
Hi, Cora. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Enid. I haven't spoke to you for a while, but I just want to say three things. I read Peace Like a River. I loved it. It was so good. I gave it away for presents. The number two thing I wanted to say was, you go, girl. This is a double go, girl, for you.
Thank you.
Because somebody needs to see something. People are just not speaking up.
People are so wimpy when it comes to Bush. I don't know what it is.
They're scared or something, but I saw 60 Minutes last night. It was the most chilling thing I've ever seen. When Bob Woodward at the end said, he said, he asked Mr. President, how will history look at what has gone on here? And the president turned around and he said, hey, we'll all be dead. History, we'll all be dead.
He said that?
He said that. It was like, what? Is this man saying he's intending on killing all of us?
You know, this is interesting because he only had his third formal press conference, and I miss that too. Every time there's something big has been happening, I've been in an airplane, so I was not able to hear the press conference because I was flying to San Francisco. But, the New York Times covered it and was appalled because, first of all, it's only his third formal press conference. He got the kind of questions that you can always anticipate in a press conference, and he was not prepared to answer them. One of the questions from one of the reporters, and you know, they're always trying to needle the president, did you feel like you made any mistakes here? Now, he should have had an answer prepared for that question. He did not. He seemed to falter. He didn't know what the right answer was. Just like, how will history regard? He should have had some sort of an answer for that, and he doesn't. He doesn't. He's incompetent.
He is very much so. It's almost like he's got kind of like this Hitler attitude. I don't know if he thinks I'm a Christian, but I don't understand this concept of Christians killing people and starving people out and taking away their oil or whatever they're there to take away. I don't understand that concept. It's not anything I've ever learned.
Cora, I thank you for the call.
Okay.
Thank you very much. 303-382-1150. Tom in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. Enid, I think you're being too easy on that goose-stepping crew in the White House. I think the correct term for them is skinheads. That's the term I hear being used quite a bit.
I've never heard that term. Call Bush a skinhead?
I think he's wearing a toupee.
No. I think he's wearing a fake brain, perhaps.
You know, I was looking at a book last night by a Bay Area author, Martin Lee, titled The Beast Reawakens, and it's the rise of skinheadism and fascism beginning in the 80s in this country.
I ought to call him a skinhead. No, I like Dickie better. I think it's a better description, but I'll take this under advice.
His author is Martin Lee, and the book is The Beast Reawakens. I think he was San Francisco Chronicle writer.
Okay, I thank you for that, Tom. 303-382-1150. Evan, hi, you're live with Enid. Evan.
Enid, this is Evan. Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Hey, go ahead and give me a kiss if you want. This is the first time I called.
You're the first time caller? Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait
on me.
Don't get pregnant, Evan.
Yeah.
Whatever you do.
Hey, I did defend you against Jimmy Lakey, though, when he was talking about the Doonesbury cartoon. I tried to enlighten him on that as to what was humorous and what wasn't. However, anyway, I was just calling in. I know a lot of people are saying...
Well, of course he had that wrong, as usual.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But you could call him Shrub instead of Bush.
Yeah, but, you know, Molly Ivins did. In fact, I think she wrote a book called Shrub.
Yeah.
But don't you like Dickie? Do you think
it's all right. What I was calling and talk about, though, is I'm kind of concerned with the parallels between Kerry and Bush, their roots, their upbringing. Bush is not a Texan. You know, he's got the twang now, but he grew up, you know, within the same proximity as Kerry. They have the same upbringing. And I think ultimately they have the same agenda. And I don't trust either one of them, but the concern I have is when you look at a football team, you can fire the quarterback, but you keep the rest of your staff and the rest of your players. When you fire a president, you eliminate almost the entire staff at a whole administration, and you're halfway through the game, essentially.
And are you saying, though, that there's no difference between Kerry and Bush? Because I'm going to tell you something. There's going to be a big difference in the kinds of appointees you're going to have to the Supreme Court, to the federal bench, to the judgeships in general.
I think they both kind of sold out, but they just sold out to different people.
Who are you going to vote for?
I don't know that I can. I mean, what's the point?
There's a big point. There's a huge point. Who did you vote for in the last election?
I didn't. I looked at Gore, I looked at Bush, and I was just very disappointed. I think maybe a better thing is to let Bush.
What do you do for a living?
What do I do? I'm in IT, and I also do some stuff in media and promotion.
Okay. Have you ever voted for a president?
Yes.
Who?
I voted for Clinton his first term.
You did vote for Clinton.
Yeah.
Are you at all involved in politics? Do you just...
Very much so, yeah.
You are? Okay. Because I'm going to say, if you don't vote, if you just lay back and don't vote for president, you're going to have four more years of Bush. And anything is better than Bush. He's bad.
Well, if we allow four more years of Bush, we have an opportunity to have Hillary in 2008, which I think is a great thing.
You're not going to have a country by the time Hillary gets there. And you don't know what is going to happen to make Hillary... not a viable candidate. I mean, there's no way to know that. It looks like it's a possibility now, but there's really no way to know that. It's 4 years plus. And think about the judicial appointees. If nothing else, think about Roe v. Wade. Think about judicial appointees. Think about the difference there.
Just think about the
think about the Patriot Act.
Both of these guys. I mean, there's so much money behind both of these guys. It's sick.
Evan, there's no way to get elected without a lot of money behind you.
Well, that's maybe the problem with this country.
Well,
can't get real people.
You're talking about a whole system of legalized bribery in this country.
Exactly.
But you can't not vote. You have to do it. You have to find the thing that you can vote for. Kerry may not be perfect, but he will be better in many respects than Bush. And then you fine-tune it. If he's no good, you still get Hillary in there in 4 years.
Bush is a meat puppet, but Kerry's a wooden head. They both just talk out of both sides of their mouth.
You're not going to vote for somebody because he's a wooden head or not. Is he going to be smart about policy? Is he going to be smart about picking good people to implement that policy? Don't go by who has got a better personality, because then I would say you've missed the point.
I'm saying they're both just puppets of the oligarchy, but it's just different sides of the oligarchy. They're just puppets.
Well, Gore Vidal has said you've got the Democrats and the Republicans, who are just different wings of essentially the same party. And there's a certain amount of truth to it, but you can't just say, I'm doing nothing. You've got to either improve it, you've got to vote for at least the least bad of the two candidates, the better of the two candidates, and then start working to make the system, to overhaul the system. And I leave it there. I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
1:41, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 65 degrees. A protest today at City Hall. I'll check that story in a moment. First, let's check the roads with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Still a very quiet drive around the freeway system this afternoon. No accidents or stalls to get in your way. One accident that we did manage to find is way up in Boulder at Broadway in Canyon. That should be in the clearing stages just about now. Poor choice and flexibility. Get Quest Choice home, phone, and long distance. More features and 5 cents a minute long distance. Make Quest the choice for Colorado. Call 1-888-273-9221 or visit Quest.com. Restrictions apply. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
About 400 Denver police officers and supporters went to City Hall to protest the 10-month suspension given to Officer James Turney stemming from the shooting death of Paul Childs last summer. Mayor John Hickenlooper had a prior commitment this morning in Jefferson County and wasn't on hand for that protest. This report brought to you by Quiznos. Richard Binney, the chancellor of the University of Colorado, was questioned today by the panel looking into the recruiting scandal at CU. The focus of today's questioning was an alleged rape involving a recruit in 1997 and Binney's subsequent meeting with the Boulder County DA. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of a man who was found on property belonging to Colorado Rockies outfielder Larry Walker yesterday. Investigators are handling the death as a homicide. Walker, who's not considered a suspect, wasn't on the road with the Rockies due to an injury. Quiznos introduces more low-carb choices than anyone on the planet. Quiznos low-carb toasty flatbreads, the best taste, the most low-carb options, only at Quiznos Sub. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 1:43.
It's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. A brief little disturbance is going to keep our winds on the rather blustery side, not only through today, but tonight and into tomorrow as well, with southeasterlies at 25 to 35 miles an hour through the rest of the afternoon. It'll stay partly cloudy with a high of 67, overnight low tonight of 38, a high tomorrow of 63, and on Wednesday some showers in upper 50s. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy in 65. KNRC News Time is 1:45. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Been wondering how to get started investing in real estate? Call Mile High Capital Group. They're experts in rental duplexes, a great way for an individual to get started in real estate investing. They handle everything from finding the right lot in the right area where your new duplex can cash flow from day one, building the duplex, and even managing it for you if you wish. So this can be real carefree real estate investing. If you can afford just 10% down, about $30,000, you can be on your way to financial security. It's a fact. If you had acted on this investment strategy of investing in Colorado rental duplexes 10 years ago, you would have averaged nearly a 100% return per year for the last 10 years. Compare that to the stock market. Call Mike at Mile High Capital Group for complete no-obligation details and tell them you heard about them on AM 1150 KNRC, 303-683-8500. That's 303-683-8500. Or visit them at milehighcapital.com. It may be the most important call you ever make.
Hear one of Denver's most entertaining personalities, Doug Kellett, weekdays at 3.
It's here at last.
He's daring.
He's dashing.
He's dangerous.
He's beautiful.
He's Doug Kellett.
Doug Kellett. Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC.
Wow.
Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
Nothing is more important than how a president takes a nation to war, how a president decides to put young men and women at risk for our nation. I believe this president broke faith.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:47 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock and then yours tonight. At 7 o'clock at Tatter Cover Lodo, I hope that a lot of you are able to attend. We're going to be talking about the book Peace Like a River. I don't know how that's going to go. Maybe we'll have very little peace or quite a lot of it. I don't really know, but it should be kind of interesting. It's actually a pretty good book. It's a very good book. But I didn't read it in the way that you're probably supposed to read it for book discussion groups, so you may want your money back. Fortunately, it's not going to cost you anything, so maybe we'll just have a fun time anyway. 303-382-1150, it's Tatter Cover Lodo, 7 o'clock tonight. Let's go to the phones. We're talking about some of you calling up, telling me I shouldn't call Bush Dickey. I think it's a benign form of description compared to what he has done to people's lives, people coming back maimed. And by the way, there is a request from, I think, Newsday. They want to show, be able to show the coffins coming back. Transfer tubes, no more body bags. They're called transfer tubes now. They are prohibited from doing that. And they feel, and Joe, my producer, Joe Anderson, had a really good idea. If we start burying the returning dead in, at Invesco or something, you would be able, well, you wouldn't have, be able to have a game for one thing, but you'd be able to see how many people are dying. We're not seeing that. And so this is a very sanitized war. And here I see Bush giving a speech, and in the background, and Karl Rove has said, remember when he did his Tom Cruise number and hit the deck of that aircraft carrier wearing the flight suit with the sock stuff down the front of it, and there was a big banner that said, mission accomplished? Well, now Rove says he's sorry about that banner. I wish the Kerry people would make a campaign ad using that footage of the mission accomplished. Was it accomplished? I don't know. And now Bush is talking, trying to sell the Patriot Act, which doesn't even come up for renewal for more than a year. He's trying to divert the conversation, and in the background, there's like a mural. There are 9/11 ambulances. There are all kinds of, I don't know what he's trying to do there. I think he's trying to evoke 9/11. That's what I think he's trying to do. These people are just hideous, but they're brilliant at public relations. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. George in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid. George?
Yes, I'm sorry, Enid.
Welcome.
I know a lot of your callers are upset with you giving him a nickname of Dickie, a president who prides
himself. I just got an email from an MD, and he says he's calling him the Dickster.
Okay, I like that one. But I have a proposal. Let's have a contest. Let's give him a new nickname, and I've got two entries. My runner-up choice is the Christian in Chief. But the first choice is the Sun King, with Sun being spelt with an O, of course.
The Sun King.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah.
Okay. How about that crew in the White House turning, you know, becoming like an American Taliban?
Oh, they are. I mean, this administration is amazing.
I agree with you, George. I thank you for
the
call.
I'll see you tonight.
All right.
Bye.
303-382-1150. Ooh, we'll have at least one person attending. I won't be there by myself, which has sometimes occurred. Margie, calling from Aurora. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi. When I listened to Woodward last night, and I somehow got distracted, but he made a statement about he had Tommy Franks and everything ready to roll before he declared publicly that he was going to go to war in Iraq, and they were talking about that he has to have Congress's approval to for this money that he was spending prior to actually going.
That's
to
right,
war.
And he deceived Congress.
Right, and so isn't that grounds for impeachment? If having oral sex is, that's certainly got to be.
Well, you would think, except that the Republicans control everything, and so the Republicans are not going to impeach one of their own. They're not going to impeach George W. Bush. In every way, they've lied. They've lied to us. They've lied. That would be the second. They have lied to Congress at least twice. It massively lied, and that would be one way. And then the other way was when they lied about what the prescription drug reform, prescription drug benefit would be for Medicare. They didn't want Congress to know what the real numbers were.
And did I hear this somewhere? Is Paul going to step down after this term?
That's what has been reported prior to his interviews with Woodward on Woodward's new book, and now they're really saying that that's going to happen, that he can't possibly stay on, having probably been the source for Woodward that he was.
It's been pretty apparent that he was never for this war right from the beginning.
You know, but he was a whore, too. I have to say it. He didn't resign. He could have resigned. He could have resigned in the terms of principle. He could have said, I can't support this. I have my reputation to protect. He had an enormous amount of clout with the American public. People really felt that he had a lot of integrity. And what did he do? He caved.
Well, what are they going to do now? Now they're saying they've discredited Clark. They've discredited O'Neill. Now they've got personal interviews from Woodward. How are they going to discredit this? It all makes sense to me that they all have some form of the truth.
I think they all do have some form of the truth. But if you are somebody, and I'm going to put the call out, because you'll see what happens when the phone starts ringing. If you're somebody who is a Bush supporter, this will mean nothing to you. You will say that they are disgruntled. You will have an excuse. You'll say there are WMDs in Syria or Lebanon. I want to know from people who are on the fence, who are swing voters, what it's going to take to get
I don't understand that, because they were so rabid about going after Clinton for Monica Lewinsky, and now he's lied and misappropriated money and didn't tell anybody that he was spending all this money prior to declaring war in Iraq.
that he's going to get away with that. That's not it. He can't do that.
I'm telling you, there's no logic in it. People who hated Clinton hated his guts, and because they put him through the whole impeachment thing, he was unable. His hands were really tied for fighting terrorism because everybody says it's a wag the dog scenario to get your eyes off of Monica Lewinsky.
Well,
remember that?
Bush has got, yes, I do, and it was a wag the dog. But I've got to believe this book is going to have more credibility because of Woodward's previous book than any book that's come out, and it's going to make all the sense to all the other people, plus the fact that he found the Saudi prince and told them what he was going to do, and he was not supposed to tell any foreign leader about his plan in Iraq.
Well, he found a Saudi prince, Bandar, whose nickname is Bandar Bush because he's so close to the Bush family through many, many decades, and he saw the plan for going to war against Iraq before Colin Powell saw it. And also, there's supposed to be a deal where he's going to see that gas prices are lowered right before the election.
He would make sure the gas prices went down prior to. That was my other thought about this. Well, this has got to bring some credibility and the secrecy. That's the thing about the Bush administration. It's nothing but secrecy. And you're right. Cheney is running the country, and I thought that all.
Absolutely secrecy. They want your most private data. They want to renew the Patriot Act. They want to profile you at airports. I mean, they want to have databases like you have never seen before. But even innocuous information like the collection of consumer data on tires is all shrouded in secrecy.
Well, is Cheney, did he really want to go to war?
Yes, big time. Well, I don't know about for the oil. I don't know what the reasons were, but he was big time. And Colin Powell was quoted as saying that it was an unhealthy fixation. Unhealthy fixation.
Well, I think this book is going to, I do think this is going to, I'm so happy. I think it's going to be, people are going to start realizing, and the body bags, as you mentioned before. I mean, we've got to bring this war, and the people, they don't want to be a democracy. I don't believe they want to be in democracy. And his thing to Woodward was he wants to free the world. He needs to take care of the United States.
Well, that would be a good start, wouldn't it? Margie, I thank you for the call. And the other thing I want to say, that John Ashcroft, what a horrible man he is. He never took any responsibility. These Republicans, they're big on telling everybody how you have to be accountable, you have to take responsibilities. When a reporter asked Bush, Dickey, do you feel that you have any responsibility? He didn't say he was sorry. He shifted the conversation. Ashcroft blamed Clinton and then tried to get everybody angry at Jamie Gorelick. And she has had a lot of death threats. Can you believe that? 303-382. These are wimps. These are weak people pretending that they are strong, and those are the most lethal kind. Got to get rid of them. 303-382-1150. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Ina Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Ina Goldstein. KNRC.
We have to talk.
At Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage, down describes the payment, not how you feel. See for yourself how uplifting house hunting can be. Visit ColoradoHomes.com.
The house needs painting, the kids need braces, and your car just died. Looks like you need a loan. But will you get it? It all depends on what lenders see in your credit report, which is why you should check out FreeCreditReport.com. Log on, and we'll show you how to find out online what's in your credit report and whether everything's accurate. Don't delay. See your credit report instantly. Make sure your credit's ready when you need it with FreeCreditReport.com.
This cow is trying to say new Coffee Mate half and half. Sadly, cows can't make the N sound. Only the M sound, as in moo Coffee Mate half and half. That's right. And since cows can't say in creamy, delicious flavors like hazelnut and vanilla, I'll be enhancing this cow's dialogue. You tell them. Just like Moo Nestle Coffee Mate half and half enhances your coffee, as only coffee's perfect mate can. Look for the Easy Pour package in the refrigerator section. Now you're just being a hog.
AM 1150 KNRC, Radio Disney, and the Denver Zoo are teaming up to celebrate the return of spring during Great to Be Green on Saturday, April 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Denver Zoo. Bring the whole family. There will be lots of great events for kids like a scavenger hunt, close-up encounters with wild animals, and an opportunity to learn how to save animals all over the world. Great to Be Green this Saturday at the Denver Zoo. Brought to you by Radio Disney and AM 1150 KNRC. How many times has a radio station asked about what you want to hear? Sure, some stations have request lines, but do they really play your song when you ask? KNRC wants to change that. We are asking you, the listener, to help us choose the guests for the station. Just jump on KNRCradio.com and vote for KNRC Top 100. Tell us who you want to hear interviewed on the station. And make sure to tell us why you want this person on KNRC, because the listener with the best entry will win a trip to San Francisco. So submit your vote for the KNRC Top 100 and tell us who you want to hear on the air.
My name is Sylvia. I teach kindergarten. All I want to say is that Jim Lakey keeps calling me. And we broke up in high school, so tell him to stop. It wasn't funny then, and it's not funny now.
Jimmy Lakey, weekday mornings at 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
158 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. Let's go quickly to the phone. Jeff from Thornton. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Are you a first-time caller?
Yes.
Real quick, we'll give you a kiss. There you go. But we only have about a minute, so tell me quickly what's on your mind, Jeff.
Well, when I was in the military, I mean, we trained for combat and everything else, and this guy not having any combat experience, I mean, if that alone, Kerry should be better qualified for. This guy scares me.
I'm with you. and insider trading, no combat experience. Kerry's decorated. There'll be better judicial appointments. You might have a better attorney general than John Ashcroft. I think that any attorney general will be better than John Ashcroft.
Yeah, the whole administration is just too scary for me, you know, and I've been there, and I don't want to see it.
I agree with you. Call us back again when we have more time to talk, Jeff. I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. One more hour of Enid coming up right here on AM 1150 KNRC. More as we continue. I have some juicy information I want to share with you. You can join the conversation. It's a virtually free phone call. If you've never called a talk radio show before, do it today.
Hear Colorado talk. This is the flagship station of NRC Broadcasting. AM 1150 KNRC. Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 2 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Rosalind Jordan. Officials say President Bush is not happy Spain has decided to pull its 1,300 troops out of Iraq, but he insists it won't derail the mission. NBC's Carl Rochelle in Baghdad says Spanish forces aren't the only ones packing up to head home.
NBC News has learned just today that the Hondurans, who have 400 troops within Iraq, also plan to pull their troops out soon.
Meantime, President Bush is nominating John Negroponte as America's ambassador to Iraq. He's currently serving as the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Mr. Bush says it will be a tough job, but he's confident Negroponte can handle it. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge is setting up a new government agency to coordinate public and private security. He says it will help prevent terrorism. And a White House spokesman says Saudi Arabia has assured the U.S. the price of a barrel of oil won't rise higher than $28. The Saudis say they don't want to hurt the U.S. economy. I'm Rosalind Jordan, NBC News Radio.
Mr. Goodwrench, who is this one and only GM expert? I'm about to find out.
GM Goodwrench, may I help you?
Yeah, hi. Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Goodwrench had over 1 million hours of training last year?
That's right.
Well, there happens to be only 8,760 hours in a year, Missy.
Excuse me?
Throws a little wrench into this whole Mr. Goodwrench thing over there, doesn't it?
Huh?
You like that? Wrench? It's a play on Goodwrench. I just made that up.
Find Mr. Goodwrench, the one and only GM expert at over 7,000 GM dealers.
NBC Tonight. First, an all-new couples Fear Factor with a big twist. They haven't slept for 24 hours.
It's absolutely insane.
Then, an all-new episode of Monday's hottest news show, Las Vegas. And it's the premiere of The Restaurant. Last year, Chef Rocco opened a restaurant in front of millions. Now his partner wants to take control.
You'll self-destruct it, you're on.
You toss me like that!
The battle for the restaurant begins.
Get my lawyer on the phone.
On NBC Tonight. Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast. Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 67 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Hundreds of police officers turned out for a protest at City Hall this morning. I'll have that story in a moment. Let's check traffic first with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Northbound I-25 at 20th Street. Three-car accident blocking the center lane. Police are on the scene there. They need a tow truck to get somebody out of the way. Traffic jam backed up to the stadium curve, and the jam is starting to grow. Everything else in the freeway system looks fairly good. Reminder of some bridge work at 6th and Perry tonight. Starts about 7 o'clock in the evening, continues until 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Off the freeways, one injury accident at 1st and Holly, and that one may involve a water truck. At John Elway Showrooms, you get a certified used vehicle with a 99-day warranty and a money-back guarantee. No worries at all when you get a John Elway certified used vehicle. Honest. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Chanting "Serve with pride, serve with honor," Denver police turned out at City Hall this morning to protest the suspension of fellow officer James Turney. Protesters had hoped to meet with Mayor John Hickenlooper, but he had a prior commitment in Jefferson County. According to a spokeswoman, the mayor's office on Friday told union leadership that Hickenlooper had another commitment this morning, but that failed to keep those gathered at City Hall from calling him Chicken Looper. Following the protest, Denver Police Detective Nick Rogers screamed at officers to disperse and get back to work.
Hey! Hey, guys, ladies, kids, family members, let's go back to work now and show them what we can do.
Turney was suspended for 10 months without pay for the shooting death last summer of Paul Childs, a developmentally disabled 15-year-old. This report brought to you by the Air National Guard. Jefferson County authorities continue their investigation today after a man's body was found on the evergreen property of Colorado Rockies right fielder Larry Walker. Sheriff's Office spokeswoman Jackie Tallman says Walker made the discovery yesterday morning while out riding his ATV. Since then, she says the ball player has tried to help the investigation.
Mr. Walker was very cooperative. Very concerned. He's very interested in learning more about this as well. And he's been very accessible, very cooperative, and very interested in what's happening.
Tallman says Walker has agreed to turn over surveillance tapes from cameras placed on his property. She adds the sheriff's office is investigating the victim's death as a possible homicide, and it does not consider Walker a suspect. CU Chancellor Richard Binney was questioned today by the independent panel investigating the recruiting scandal at the University of Colorado. Questions from the panel were focused on a 1997 alleged rape involving a recruit and Binney's subsequent meeting with Mary Keenan, the Boulder County District Attorney. In sports, no game for the Colorado Rockies today. They'll be back in action tomorrow as they start a three-game homestand against the L.A. Dodgers. Yesterday, the Rocks beat the Cardinals 8-5 in St. Louis. It was their only win during their three-game road trip to St. Louis. Colorado Avalanche waiting for a couple of other series to wrap up before they know who they'll play in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Avs wrapped up their series with Dallas on Saturday, beating the Stars in five games. Denver Nuggets are off until Wednesday when they play Game 2 against the Timberwolves in Minnesota. Nuggets lost 106-92 in last night's playoff opener. Games 3 and 4 will be here in Denver. Money for college plus job skills from a part-time job? You bet. Fuel your future in the Air National Guard. Check it out online at goang.com. That's goang.com. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is up next. KNRC News Time is 2:05.
Now, the next generation of talk radio.
Talk with us.
Blah, 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 blah,
blah. Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC.
Mom, Dad and I are off to the grocery and office supply store.
And I'm hitting the mall.
No, you're not.
What? Huh?
We're going to Sam's Club for their special open house weekend.
Don't we have to be members?
Yes, but this open house is special, so everyone's welcome. Grab the kids and we can get everything we need in one place.
Great. More family togetherness.
This holiday, make it your business to shop and save at Sam's Club. You're invited to the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club open house November 14th through 16th. Sample delicious foods, do all your holiday shopping at low warehouse prices. Join today and save all year. Sam's Club. We're in business for small business.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. The blustery winds, a little annoying at times through the afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow as well. It'll be partly cloudy with a high of 67, low tonight of 38, clouding up in the afternoon tomorrow with a high of 63 and some showers in upper 50s on Wednesday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy and 67 degrees now. KNRC News Time is 2:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
from AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:07, 7 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and then yours again tonight at the Tattered Cover Lodo store. It is at 16th and Wine Coop. I'm going to be discussing, helping to lead a discussion of Peace Like a River, which is the book we're all supposed to be reading by Leif Anger. It's actually a very good book. I wondered about it when I first started reading it, but it really pulls you in very quickly, and it's an excellent book, and I finished it last night on the plane, so I don't know what we're going to talk about, but we'll figure something out, and I think it'll be kind of interesting, and there will be somebody else there also who is probably more equipped than I am to lead an actual book discussion, although I did used to review books for the San Francisco Chronicle and other publications. You have to read a book a certain way to review it. And I did not read this book this way. I read it for the enjoyment in the story. So anyway, if you want to stop by, there's no charge. Love to see you. Third floor, Tattered Cover Lodo tonight. We're talking about George W. Bush. We're talking about the headline in today's New York Times, which is a pretty powerful headline, or yesterday's New York Times, pretty powerful headline, and it said, front page, 9/11 files show warnings were urgent and persistent. In a fuller picture, the work of the 9/11 panel suggests that the attacks were not a bolt from the blue. In other words, you could see it coming. How can they get away? How can Bush say in his press conference, as he was reported to have done, that there was no way to know they were going to attack us in this way? What do they want? An appointment? You know, put this in your appointment. This is a reminder. You're going to be attacked on 9/11 at such and such a time in both New York and in Washington. Is that what they wanted? He goes back, he returns to his golf game, he goes on vacation as soon as he gets this. He doesn't pass this presidential daily brief on to John Ashcroft. And by the way, Bob Woodward is going to be on live tonight, Larry King. He'll be interviewed, and so you'll be able to see, if those of you who missed, and I'm one of them because I've been missing some really good stuff while I've been in airplanes lately. I missed the Woodward interview on 60 Minutes last night. So he'll be on Larry King live tonight. On CNN, 303-382-1150. Some of you are very mad at me, even if you're not Bush fans. You don't think I should be calling him Dickie. You're free to weigh in on that one as well. If you've never called a radio talk show before, think about doing it. There's no charge. You can be heard. We might not agree. You can affect the dialogue. Particularly if you're a Bush supporter, want to hear from you. I want to know how you can reconcile all this damaging information. And then if you heard in the news break, Spain, the troops from Spain, they can't wait to hightail it out. They are leaving. Goodbye. Get me a one-way ticket home. I can't stand this for one more second. I'm out of here. That's what's going on. 303-382-1150. Do we have any allies left? Except for England, really. Bulgaria, wait. Aren't there a couple of little islands in the South Pacific that maybe sent one or two people in? Kurt, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yes, this is Kurt Mateo.
Hi, Kurt.
Are you a
first time caller?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Wait a minute, we have something.
I just tuned into your show by accident. I was flipping through the dial.
Just now, this second, today?
Yeah, yes, just today, just a few minutes ago.
Oh my goodness!
And I was very thrilled to hear some sensible talk radio. The right wing has just taken complete control of the media, it seems. I was really afraid that there was no longer any more sensible talk radio.
Well, I'm. It's a compliment for anyone to call me sensible because I don't particularly see myself that way. But thank you, I like that.
Well, I'm a lifelong.
I like your version of it.
I'm a lifelong liberal. I'm a Jesus freak. Which is kind of may sound kind of contradictory, because the right wing has.
I thought the right wing sort of co-opted Jesus.
Yeah, they that's what they claim. They claim that Jesus is on their side and they are right and everybody else is wrong and bound for hell. And it's just pathetic.
I hope you'll tell your friends about the station. I hope you'll continue to listen. I hope you'll call us again.
I will, Enid.
And I thank you very much for the kind, for your lovely words. 303-382-1150, Joe in Littleton. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I do.
Yeah, I'm another liberal Christian. But anyway, I wanted to just talk quickly about the tourney, the protest today, and I'm sorry I missed your discussion earlier.
Did you hear that the cops were calling Hickenlooper Chicken Looper?
Yeah, I
did.
Heard...
You, what do you think about, you know, actually that was pretty clever, because in a way he is a chicken looper. From my point of view, they should have offloaded Turney. That's it. He'd send him packing some other police force, particularly hopefully on Mars somewhere, and let him get a job there.
I absolutely agree, and it was really disturbing over the news break to hear the soundbite of these strident, you know, policemen protesting a totally appropriate or even less than appropriate, you know, sentence. And it's scary that they sympathize with this guy in some way. I mean, I've been, generally in my life, been very sympathetic to policemen. I know they have a difficult job. I know they have an essential job. But to hear these cops sticking up for this guy makes me wonder what their mindset is.
Or if they have a mind. That would be another question. Joe, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. A friend of mine called breathlessly this morning from San Francisco to say that she had seen the Woodward interview on 60 Minutes, and she said, I think this is going to, you know, bring down Bush. This is going to be the nail in the presidential coffin. And I said, I don't know. I don't think so. I said, because there's one book after another. There's the John Dean book. There's going to be the Joseph Wilson book that's going to come out. There's the Bob Woodward book. I mean, maybe I'm just protecting myself from excessive glee or excessive expectations about Bush not being reelected. But there are many people who love him. He has huge amounts of money behind him. It doesn't matter what the books say. The people who love him continue to love him, and they are not. Logic is absolutely powerless to have any effect on these people. But the question I want to ask you, is she right that this latest book, the Bob Woodward book, and remember, we're still a way away from the election, will this be the one that turns the tide? I do think the tide has been turning, and wherever I look, I see the poll numbers, they're very even for Bush and Kerry, or they're higher for Kerry than for Bush. But what do you think? Will this Woodward book have enough traction to really cause people who have been strong Bush supporters to question their support? And what about the fence sitters, the swing vote? I mean, there are people who love Bush, and then there are people who hate him. There are people who love Kerry and people who don't like Kerry. But in any event, people, those passionate ones have made up their minds. What about that swing vote in the middle that probably isn't even thinking about the election, isn't as into it as you or I? How do you reach them? What is the best case to be made? What effect is that going to have? 303-382-1150. What effect will the Woodward book have on those people if they even know that the Woodward book exists? And I just got this from Jerry. Jerry says, I just heard you talking to a couple of guys on the show who wanted you to be more respectful to the president. I am a conservative, but like to listen to hear what the left is saying. I do agree that it would be a breath of fresh air to hear more respectful comments while disagreeing with the president. I acknowledge the right does the same thing, but as an enlightened, more caring person, won't you begin to set the standard higher? I believe it would greatly strengthen your argument to the public. I must admit, President Clinton gave us all some firepower, which the right took full advantage of. However, I must passionately disagree with your comments calling President Bush a murderer. How unfactual and irresponsible. A comment like that is totally uncalled for. In the very worst case scenario, American soldiers under his leadership have stopped a tyrannical despot from destroying his own people when no one else would help. You vastly undermine your own arguments by calling the president a murderer. Okay, I'll call him an alcoholic then. I'll call him a cocaine user, a former cocaine user. He has never denied, by the way, drug usage. Let's see. So anyway, he's written me a very long letter, and he wants me to respond. America's a good, please respond, he said. Even though you adamantly disagree with everything about this president, please be big enough to acknowledge good when it happens. Well, I don't see any good, and I see a lot of negativity in this president. So I'm responding, Jerry, and I hope you're listening. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Lou in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid. Lou?
Hello. Oh, Enid, I didn't think you'd pick me up so fast.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to tell you that I did listen to Bob Woodward yesterday. And you know what I felt when he was talking?
What?
It reminded me of Nixon and Watergate. The same guy that brought down Nixon or got the wheels in motion is doing it to Bush.
Well, I don't know how much impact that book is going to have. You're talking about the new John Dean book. Or are you talking about Bob Woodward's book?
Bob Woodward.
Oh, okay. All right. Because John Dean is also writing a book. But you think you think that Bob Woodward's book is going to have the same impact on Bush that all the president's men had on Nixon?
Yes.
You do?
I do, because he brought up things that we didn't know about the background working of Cheney, of how Colin Powell didn't know about this until, you know, they brought it to his attention by Condoleezza Rice about starting the war with Iraq.
Well, apparently Bush and or Cheney and Colin Powell barely speak, according to some accounts.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. Lou, I thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
I hope she's right about that. I hope that it does bring down Bush. Diane on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I'm very well, Diane. Thank you.
Well, you wanted to know about people that were on the fence, and I this weekend totally changed my mind. Between Woodward's thing on Saturday night and then John Kerry on Tim Russett on Sunday, who I thought looked so presidential and so strong, I am definitely going to go towards Terry.
All right, now let me ask you, who did you vote for in the last election?
Well, I did vote for, I mean, I'm an independent. I'm more liberal than I am conservative, so I did vote for Gore because I cannot stand the Bushes, period. But I didn't think we would come up with anybody that, and I wasn't too sure about Kerry either, but I tell you, on Sunday, did you see that?
No, I did not.
Oh, you would have been impressed. I mean, he answered everything. He was in control of the entire interview with Tim Russett.
He's a smart guy. He's very accomplished. I think he would make a pretty decent president.
Well, he looked presidential to me, and Bush is looking like a buffoon. I am to the point of, I mean, it's ridiculous that anybody would want this man to run our country.
But, Diane, I don't know how typical you are, because here you are. You're somebody who made it a point to look at the Sunday morning shows to see where you wanted to put your presidential vote. I think people who are swing voters are probably not all that politically engaged, and they might not even bother. And how do you reach those people? You already were more predisposed not to vote for Bush.
Well, I do think, now you asked the question about Woodward, I think he is respected enough that this book, I agree with the lady before on the call, I think this book is going to do some damage.
You think this is going to have the effect on Bush that all the president's men had on Nixon? Do you think so?
I think it's going to be close. I really do. I think this book, and because of who it's from, too. I mean, this man wrote the book, what, Bush at War also, right?
Yeah, which was so fawning.
Yeah, and now to come back out and say this is what really went on and stuff, I think this is really going to be serious trouble for Bush. I really do.
I thank you for the call, Diane.
And you keep up your work. You do a great job.
Oh, thank you so much. Call us again. Bye. I want to say something about John Ashcroft. John Ashcroft not only blamed Bill Clinton for his own lapses as Attorney General and in the war on terrorism, and was widely quoted by his aide as saying, I don't even want to hear about terrorism again. Remember that testimony that came out in the 9/11 Commission? John Ashcroft is so obsessed with partial birth abortion, late-term abortion, subpoenaing the records of women who have had such abortions, that he can't be bothered with terrorism, anti-terrorism, counter-terrorism. He's terrorizing the American public. Think about it. When you're so ideologically blinkered, that's all you can see. You really miss the big picture. He's busy draping the Statue of Justice behind him, lest any body parts show in any press conference he might have. He's busy holding prayer meetings in the office, anointing himself with Crisco or canola oil or whatever was there at the office when he first took over as Attorney General. That was reported. And then, what a stand-up strong guy, blaming Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, when he'd been in office, Ashcroft had been in office almost a year for 9/11. Bill Clinton tied his hands. I don't think so. And then, declassifying the Jamie Gorelick, information. So that she got tons of death threats, blaming it on her, you know, hiding behind a woman's skirts. No wonder Dead Man Winning. No wonder Mel, what was his name, the guy who died, won the election over Ashcroft for senator. 303-382-1150, but wanting to subpoena, so fixated on partial birth abortion, late-term abortion, that he couldn't bestir himself to take the measures to actually fight terrorism. Isn't that amazing? John in Wheat Ridge, hi, you're live with Enid.
Yes, I just had a quick thing to say. I'm 56, and I've never had a president since I've been voting that I couldn't get behind, never, until this man. And these people call and say, oh, you should respect him. You're supposed to respect a man that smirks every time he mentions the thought of going to war against Iraq. He's salivating. He can't wait. And you hear stories of other presidents agonizing over pacing the floor at night over the thought of sending troops in to die. And Bush smiles about it. What kind of a psychotic person is he? He's a very, very sick man.
You know, I want to reference something because you're bringing up something that I completely forgotten about. What before he took office as president, do you remember that there were more executions when Bush was governor of Texas?
Very true.
And one of the people he executed in the face of many, many pleas from high-level ministers, clerics, you name it, Carla Faye Tucker, remember that? Remember he put her to death? He did. He was then interviewed, and he was the reporter, and I can't remember which reporter it was. It was a big-name reporter, said he was smirking when he said that she begged for mercy, but he put her to death, or along those lines.
Well, any person that can think of sending people to war, sons and daughters of America to war, to kill innocent people in Iraq that are just minding their own business and smirk about it is a very, very sick, contemptible creature. And I wouldn't walk across the street to spit on him if he were on fire. And I only use that term because we're on the radio. I wouldn't. I cannot stand him.
Who did you vote for in the last election?
I voted for Al Gore.
You did. So
yes,
you're not somebody who's a swing voter who has been. You didn't like him in the first place,
and you like him even less. From the word go, I've had the God's gift of being able to see right through him.
Well, John, I thank you for the call. Well, so what are you going to do? Are you going to volunteer? Are you going to send a check? What are you going to do?
I'm going to volunteer. Anything that I can do that's constructive to get this person in out of office and to get people to see what he's doing to this. Well, not just the country, you know, he's having a profound effect upon the world.
That's right. That's right. And he's so alienated everybody. Now when he needs them, Spain is pulling out its troops. We don't have the same relationship with our allies that we really once did. It's a mess.
No, we've got a person that
lied to Congress, lied to the American public. I mean, the list of what he has accomplished positively, positive accomplishments, is an extremely short list. The only thing that really comes to mind is that someone with no experience and who mainly majors in smirking can become the president of the United States, a man who can send your children or your brothers and sisters into battle, who ran away, who was himself a chicken hawk and was AWOL from the National Guard. I mean, the whole thing is despicable.
Amen.
Thank you very much, John. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition. There's one line open, so somebody grab it. The lines are full, but there is one line. If you've never called a talk radio show, think about doing it today. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Looking for an alternative to Rush middays? Hear Enid Goldstein, noon to 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. Hear the week's business news with the Ron Asana Show. Brought to you in part by Integra Financial. Call 303-220-5525. Ron Asana, noon till 3 Sundays. Exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
The following is a real conversation between an OnStar advisor and a subscriber. It took place December 12, 2003.
OnStar Emergency, this is Wesley.
We have like a 6-car pileup on 80.
Have you been involved in that accident?
Yes, I have.
Okay, I'm contacting police in your area.
Highway Patrol.
Hi, my name is Wesley. I'm calling from OnStar. I would like to report an accident on I-80. I do have someone who was involved in that accident on the other...
When you have an emergency, an OnStar advisor can quickly get word out to the proper authorities.
Thank you for holding. I have a dispatcher on the other line.
Is anyone injured?
I'm not seeing any at this time.
Okay, the police are on the way.
Thank you.
Please, Heather, we're here if you need us.
And I thank you for being there. Nobody here seems to have a cell phone, and this OnStar is absolutely fabulous.
Many Buick vehicles are among the 51 GM models available with OnStar. To learn more, visit your Buick dealer or Buick.com. OnStar. Always there. Always ready.
AM 1150 KNRC is proud to present the cutting-edge humor of Bill Maher, Saturday night, June 12th at the Paramount Theater in Denver. The former host of Politically Incorrect and the current host of HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher in Denver for one show only. Saturday night, June 12th at the Paramount Theater. Tickets go on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m. Visit HOB.com or call 303-825-4904. Bill Maher is brought to you by House of Blues Concerts and AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Steve North, CNBC Business Radio. It was an uncertain Monday on Wall Street, despite a number of strong earnings reports. The Dow dropped 14 points, closing at 10,438. The Nasdaq, however, stayed in positive territory all day, gaining 25 points to finish at 2020. Manufacturing giant 3M, which had already raised its quarterly outlook, beat even those heightened expectations, posting a 44% surge in net income. The company, known for Scotch tape and Post-its, also gave an improved outlook for the rest of the year. In other earnings news, Eli Lilly said its first quarter profits were down 2%, but the drug maker's results still beat analysts' expectations. And a coalition of artists, civil rights activists, and media companies joined together today to protest an FCC ruling against Bono of U2. The group said the decision, which declared that the singer's use of an expletive was indecent, was, quote, chilling free speech across the broadcast landscape. Steve North, CNBC Business Radio.
All right, people, we need new computers, and they're pretty expensive, so we're cutting back. If you have to travel overnight, try sleeping in a park. Think of it as a business adventure. Next, office supplies. Instead of using tape or glue, see if anyone's chewing gum. And yes, we're cutting toilet paper.
Looking for an easier way to afford the latest technology?
Sir, why aren't we just getting a Dell?
At DellRadio.com, you'll find great deals on PCs powered by highly reliable Intel Pentium 4 processors. Get everything from notebooks and servers to printers and PDAs to complement your PC purchase.
Water, however, will still be available for a nominal fee.
Right now at DellRadio.com, you can get a Dell Dimension desktop with an Intel Pentium 4 processor at 2.66 GHz for just $399 after a $50 instant discount. Monitor not included, taxes extra. Order select systems today and get up to $200 off and free 3 to 5 day shipping. DellRadio.com. Just one more thing that's easy as Dell.
AM 1150 KNRC and Darren Copeland.
That's the kind of man you'd like to bring home, introduce to your mother and your sister.
Weekend afternoons at 3, live and local, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Doug Keller. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:30 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and then yours again at 7 o'clock at Tattercover Lodo. I'm going to put my intellectual cap on. Ha, ha, ha. It's probably got holes in it. The worms have eaten it up, along with what laughingly refers to itself as my brain. And hi myself down to Tattercover Lodo. 7 o'clock, we're going to be discussing Peace Like a River, which is a really wonderful book, as a matter of fact. In a lot of ways, it is the one Denver, one book that we're all supposed to be reading and talking about, although, why should everybody read one book? Read a million books. Life is short. Have at it. Take a bite out of the apple. That's what I say. Oh, I just got this from MoveOn.org, their pack. They had a bake sale. Estimated 500,000 Americans participated, and they raised $750,000 for the MoveOn pack. It was a nationwide bake sale. Been in Denver, I would have participated, but I was in San Francisco, and I really didn't know where. I'm sure they must have had something going on there. Let's go to the phone, 303-382-1150. I'm getting a lot of emails from many of you. Let me just go to some of these and share them with you. Last week, Ash, this is from Ken. Ken emails me, Ken in Colorado Springs. Last week, Ashcroft's testimony before the 9/11 Commission set off controversy that resulted in death threats and a flood of demands to remove Jamie Gorelick from the commission. Ashcroft's inflammatory testimony was overshadowed by presidential press conference. However, the undercurrent of Ashcroft's seemingly disingenuous and outright dishonest testimony set off a flurry from what I can only believe is the far right of threats against Gorelick, including bomb threats from our compassionate conservatives. I had trouble with Ashcroft's testimony from the beginning and wrote the following article for a bulletin board, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, the death threats to Gorelick's life was covered on NPR. Thanks so much for your great show. I want to say something about that. I appeared on Fox News, the Fox News Channel, which is a national network, Fox Network, a TV show. And at the time they asked me about Dick Gephardt. This was during the Iowa caucuses. And I said, well, we already have one Dick in the White House. I really meant Cheney, but I didn't clarify because I'm so used to calling Bush Dickie Bush. You cannot imagine the hate mail I got from these, quote, compassionate conservatives. I mean really, really, really bad stuff. So these are anger mongers. These are people who are nasty. And then I'm getting, you know, then some of you say, all right, here's someone. Here's somebody says, from Robert, your calls are the same people who called Hillary and Clinton murderers, thieving, drug dealers. No one has said too much about the concentration of the entire government's effort to find something wrong with Clinton and impeach him. We spent so much money on Whitewater, a few million dollars, and let Neil Bush skip out over $1 billion. There is a high point. If Bush gets four more, we're going to see him get impeached. And somebody else said that let him have it. You know, let me see if I can find that email. Here's Jane. She says, "Ian, I'm getting really put out with the callers who are calling you too partisan." This is from Jane. Isn't KNRC's logo "Hear Both Sides of the Story"? Well, it's actually "Hear So Hear Both Sides Talk." Also, regarding our criticism of your reference to Bush being a drunk until about 15 years ago, I saw a Republican campaign commercial showing Kerry when he was 27, just returned from Vietnam, and speaking out against that war. 27 years old. Let them have it with both barrels. You are our only salvation. Signed, Jane. Thank you, Jane. So we're getting a lot of opinion. Halle, hi. You're live with Enid.
Hi. I'm calling because I'm sick and tired of people who have not made a decision regarding the election saying that the Democratic Party and the Republican Party are the same. These two parties have never been as polarized as they are now, and people can support whatever side they want. But to say they're the same, given their stands, different stands on abortion, on diplomacy, international affairs, the environment, Medicare, education, the budget deficit, we are different, me being a Democrat, if I may clarify that, very different from Republicans on all these fronts.
Not to mention judicial appointments.
And judicial appointments being the most important. I mean, Justice Stevens in the Supreme Court is hanging on for dear life, waiting for us to elect someone who's going to follow the U.S. Constitution and abide according to what it was written for. And frankly, I'm shocked. I'm shocked that a caller called and said that Kerry and Bush are the same.
I've had a lot of that, and that what's the point? It doesn't make any difference. It's Tweedledee, it's Tweedledum.
But that's insulting. I'm an immigrant in this country, and
where are you from, Halle?
I'm from Iran originally. And, you know, I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud to live in this country and to have the right to express my views and so forth. But I really don't feel that I have that right so much anymore, because I am from the Middle East, because I am Muslim, and I feel that my rights are being infringed upon. There's a big difference between how I would get treated, me personally and my kids, by an administration like this. In fact, I want to call it a regime, because it's not so democratic anymore.
Yes, I agree with you, absolutely. Are you a first-time caller?
I am a first-time caller.
Wait a minute, we have some. That's for call.
Great.
How did you find us?
I was just driving, and, you know, my cell phone took a dunk in my coffee and didn't work, so I had to wait till I got home to call you, because it's a great show, and you definitely got yourself a new listener.
Is this the first time you've ever heard the show?
It is, yeah.
You mean you were just surfing?
I was. That's exactly what I was doing.
Oh, well, hello. Thank you very much. Yeah, I have a lot of Persian friends in Marin County.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of big Iranian community there.
Yeah, there is a big Iranian community.
And, you know, to people who do have an opinion and do support Kerry, I strongly encourage them to join his campaign or moveon.org to stay, that you mentioned earlier, to
right.
stay involved.
Yeah, and you know what, I think you're, I agree with you, and you said it eloquently, and I thank you very much for calling. I hope you'll call us again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 303-382-1150, that opens up one line. I wish the Democrats would sell those some really cool thing like a scarf, and that would be an easy way to get donations. So if any Democrats are listening from the party or any Kerry campaign people are listening, I think that would be a really good moneymaker. And the reason I say it is I was reading one of the fashion magazines, and they had a silk scarf designed by Lily Pulitzer, who is very exuberant in her designs, and the money would benefit the breast cancer, Susan Komen Breast Cancer Research Foundation, whatever. And it was maybe about $30, the scarf. And I thought, I could do that, and I also like the scarf. So if you do a scarf that people would really like to wear, and I'm not usually that much of a catalog shopper once in a while, and I sent away for it, and it's really a lovely scarf, and I haven't worn it yet, but I hope I will. And I was happy that the money went for a good cause. So if they had scarves, silk scarves, which really were beautifully designed so that you would want to wear them because they look good, and maybe they said something about Kerry, they'd be a collector's item sometime along the way. Because do you know that campaign buttons are big collector's items, and there's a big market there. Some of them are very, very expensive. So I think that would just be a great idea. And ties, too. So people could buy ties. They could buy maybe fleece. So you feel like you're getting something. You're not just writing a check. And you're getting something. I think a lot more people would write checks. 303-382-1150. Ken in Littleton. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
How are we?
Good.
Good. I want to hear why I should vote for Kerry. Economics. I want to hear the economic story that he has to solve our problems.
So that
and
would
not,
make you...
I'm not hearing it.
All right. Are you a Bush... Were you a Bush voter in the last one?
I voted for Bush.
Okay.
All I want somebody to do...
So the only issue for you, it would be... The only issue for you is economics.
Economics.
You don't care about the war?
Economics is going to take the country down.
Yeah. What do you think about the deficit right now?
I agree. Tell me what you've heard, what you understand, and you tell me why I should vote for Kerry, how he's going to straighten things out.
So
if
he makes a strong case to you on that issue, he would have your vote?
Right.
What would he have to say to you?
He would have to tell me he's going to cut entitlements first and foremost.
How about just cutting?
Then he's going to,
how about cutting spending?
He's going to cut spending.
Because this administration has cut taxes but not cut spending.
He's going to cut spending. He's going to include entitlements in particular because that's our biggest problem. Okay?
Which entitlements do you mean? Do you mean the entitlements to the pharmaceutical industry? Do you mean the entitlements to Halliburton? Do you mean the entitlements to the HMOs? Do you mean the entitlements to the corporations who don't pay any taxes? Which entitlements, Ken, do you mean?
All of that.
All of that?
All of that.
Okay.
Including Social Security.
Social Security is a trust fund, and it pays its way.
No.
Yes, it's solvent,
no.
And so is Medicare.
No.
They're both solvent. That's why you could have the tax cuts.
No.
They take the monies from Social Security, and they take the monies from Medicare. You're wrong about that.
No,
look at Paul Krugman,
people,
Ken, and then we'll talk about it. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150, KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150, KNRC.
2:40, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 67 degrees. Hundreds of Denver police officers protested at City Hall this morning. I'll have that story in a moment. Let's check traffic, though, with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
69th and Kearney up in Commerce City getting a report of an injury accident. Another one way down south at Wadsworth and Bowles. State Patrol trying to clean that one up. Freeway traffic around town for the most part doing very, very well. Some slowing here and there through the normal construction places, but we don't have any reported accidents or stalls to impede your path right now. For choice and flexibility, get Quest Choice home phone and long distance. More features and 5 cents a minute long distance make Quest the choice for Colorado. Call 1-888-273-9221 or visit Quest.com.
Restrictions apply. I'm Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Hundreds of Denver police officers upset with the 10-month suspension given a fellow officer turned out for a protest at City Hall this morning. Protesters had hoped to meet with Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper, but he had a prior commitment in Jefferson County. This report brought to you by Subway. University of Colorado Chancellor Richard Binney appeared before the panel investigating the recruiting scandal at the school today. Binney answered questions about a meeting he had with the Boulder County DA following an alleged rape involving a recruit in 1997. More than 5,000 acres of the Rocky Mountain Arsenal became a wildlife refuge over the weekend. The Army turned over the land to the Interior Department and will turn over another 10,000 acres when they finish cleaning that up. However, it could be 2011 before that happens. Rocky Mountain Arsenal was at one time the most polluted piece of land in the free world. Subway introduces four new fresh salads like the grilled chicken and baby spinach. All are made fresh before your eyes with your choice of regular or carb-control dressings. Subway, eat fresh. We'll check the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:42.
Looking for an alternative to Rush middays? Hear Enid Goldstein, noon to 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Get rid of high monthly house payments. Take advantage of some of the best interest rates in history, as low as 3.25%. Then call Western State Mortgage at 888-617-5255 and get a loan package custom tailored for your individual needs and lower your payment by hundreds of dollars per month. Start your 2004 with a financing solution from Western State Mortgage. Whether it's debt consolidation or home refinancing, Western State Mortgage supports independent radio right here in Denver and Colorado. Call and mention this ad. If they complete your loan, they'll donate $250 to the Colorado Multiple Sclerosis Society. Western State Mortgage will guarantee your experience will be positive, so start your 2004 off right and call them now at 888-617-5255 or visit them online at westernstatemortgage.com to get your free rate quote and good faith estimate. 888-617-5255. Call them now, 888-617-5255. Western State Mortgage, your local refinance partner.
Taking a look at the KNRC weather forecast, partly cloudy through the afternoon into this evening. Lows tonight in the upper 30s, partly cloudy, breezy tomorrow, and we'll warm to the low 60s. Partly cloudy now, 67 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:43. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman. We co-host Style Matters Live, and you know we shop every chance we get.
Yeah, but in your stiletto heels, you keep slowing me down. That's why we shop at Aspen Grove. You can park directly in front of your favorite stores and walk right in.
No more walking long distances back and forth from the stores carrying heavy shopping bags, something we've been known to do.
Or driving through the parking lot praying for a spot. Spend more time shopping at Aspen Grove in Littleton, a beautiful open-air shopping center with some of the best national specialty shops, many that are exclusive to Southeast Metro Denver, such as Gap Body and Coldwater Creek with its casual chic clothing.
Don't forget Pottery Barn and White House Black Market, the only one in Colorado.
And the great Aspen Grove restaurants. I love the buffalo at Ted's Montana Grill.
Aspen Grove at Santa Fe and Mineral in Littleton is open Mondays through Saturdays 10 to 9 and Sundays 11 to 6. 303-794-0640. That's 303-794-0640. Experience shopping in a whole new light. Sunshine.
It's not a boxer or a linebacker.
Come on, push it, push it.
It's someone more potentially devastating.
Remember what they did to you last time.
It's the spring storm, and he's staying in shape for the season.
That station announced your arrival almost 36 hours before you even got there.
Defend against him with our weather coverage when bad weather approaches.
You're going to let them get away with that this time.
Denver listens. Denver listens.
Good job, dude. All right, let's work on our hail the size of golf balls drill. Come on.
Denver tunes to AM 1150. KNRC.
Beep, 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 yeah.
You told us you needed more traffic reports during the morning and afternoon commute, and we listened. AM 1150 KNRC now provides you traffic reports at least five times each hour during mornings and afternoons. After all, we are the third worst traffic city in America. AM 1150 KNRC. To the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:45 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. Just 15 more minutes to go. One line is open, 303-383-1150. We're talking about the election, what it's going to take to get swing voters off the dime. I mean, people really love Bush, love him passionately, and it doesn't matter how many books Woodward writes or anybody else, they're still going to love him passionately. People who hate him passionately. But the people who are going to make the difference in this election, I think, are the swing voters. And those of you who think that your vote doesn't make a difference, it makes a huge difference. If you've never called a talk radio show before, we'd love to have new voices. Think about doing it. You would get a kiss. You won't be a virgin anymore. Talk radio virgin. An Enid virgin. 303-382-1150. Let's go to the phones. Dave, calling from Evergreen. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Is it Dave from Evergreen?
It is. Dave, are you a first-time caller?
Yeah.
All right. I hope you had your seatbelt on.
Well, actually, I'm in my house.
Well, you might need it there, too.
I might need a seatbelt on my couch, but I don't have one right now.
Okay.
I think your statement about the judges is probably the most important reason to vote for Kerry, more than any other reason, including the war and all that stuff, is the judges. And because if Bush is reelected, he could fill the courts with especially the Supreme Court with, Anthony Scalia's, five of them.
That's right, and we'll be saddled with it for decades.
Yeah, and
long after we cease having a country, which if we have four more years of Bush might be the case.
And I think, the thing is about what will it take. I think a lot of people who vote for someone like George Bush maybe don't vote for him personally as much as they might. They're voting against abortion rights. They're voting against homosexuals. They're voting for money in their pockets. But they're not.
And they don't give a damn about the country. It's funny.
Right.
It's like having the conversation about Israel. If you just came in today and you said, oh, Israel's a bully. If you don't know what the history is and how Israel has been bullied, then that's all you know. If you come into this country today and you don't see how these wars were so hard won, the wars about abortion, the wars about a lot of different things, how we've made this country so lustrous and so productive and so prosperous, and you just want yours, thinking you're just going to pull out as much from the system as you can, you're not going to give anything back, how long can the country go on that way?
And I think, sadly, that's the mentality.
That is the mentality.
Who vote for Bush. And, the whole thing as far as calling Bush names, Rush Limbaugh and that guy Savage are very intense name callers. And I like to call that whole group the vomit people. The Cheney and Bush and so I like your Dickey name, but I kind of refer to them as the vomit people.
Well, why do you call them the vomit people?
Because they
want to vomit.
They make me sick. Yeah.
Thank you, Dave. Bye. 303-382. See, now Dickey is pretty benign. 303-382-1150. Alice in Littleton. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Alice. Are you a first time caller?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Welcome.
Okay. I want to tell you about the caucus. There were about three precincts that met here at a school in South Arapahoe.
Uh-huh.
We have a real Groves, Dem Groves, Roots party going. And
wait a minute. I missed all of that.
We have what they call Grow Dems Grow.
Grow Dems Grow. Okay.
Yes.
So
we're calling. We're getting in contact with all the other Democrats who haven't been active. And anyway, at our caucus, there were 226 people,
mm-hmm.
and 2/3 of them were first timers.
Really?
We were thrilled.
How many did you have the previous caucus?
Probably about 25, 30.
Oh my goodness! From 25 or 30 to 260.
Oh yes, we couldn't believe the wonderful turnout.
Alice, where was this?
Precinct 37.
You're in Littleton?
Centennial.
In Centennial, okay.
Precinct 37, 38. I can't think of the other one, but there were like three combined, and it was great.
Wow, good work.
Just thought you'd like to know about, and I think the caller just before me, I thought he was great.
The vomit people.
Well, I have other names for Bush, but that's okay. I won't give them to you.
Yeah, well, the FCC will close this down.
Okay.
Thanks,
yeah,
Alice.
That's it. Thank you.
Good news. Thanks
Bye.
A lot. 303-382-1150. Dan calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. It's nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
My mom said I should listen to you. We have a relative who works there as an advertising executive of some kind.
Oh, okay.
At the new radio station. Anyway, the only problem I guess I need to call you to task. You kind of exaggerate a lot of the stuff you're saying. I don't mind you calling Bush a drunk. You know, I don't mind any of that kind of stuff. If it's true, facts are facts, and that's fine. But when, like you say, John Ashcroft subpoenaed all the women who have had a partial birth abortion, and that's not true. He subpoenaed
the records.
The records from the hospitals.
Yes.
And he said you can white out any personal information on any of the people. What they were trying to find out is if the partial birth abortions were performed according to law to save the woman's life. And that's what it was for. It wasn't to get information on the women.
But Dan,
and they didn't want any personal information.
Yeah, but Dan,
but the way you said it.
But here's the point that I was making. The point I was making is this is a man who's so ideologically fixated and was kept out of the loop, which was not his fault. But he was a man so ideologically fixated that the issues of counterterrorism completely escaped him, to the point where he snapped at one of his number two to say to him, I don't want to hear any more about counterterrorism. That was what was testified to in the 9/11 commission.
Right.
So he's busy draping the Statue of Justice with a sheet so that the attributes are not exposed when he's doing a press conference. He's completely off the mark.
Well, see, Enid, I don't have any problem with anybody who is bringing out facts. You know, bringing out facts about John Ashcroft are fine, but to make it sound like you said, oh, Bush didn't do anything about the 9/11.
John Ashcroft took no responsibility. He said it was Clinton's fault. This is a man who had been attorney general for nearly a year, and if he had problems with what
Clinton
did. You're
saying nearly a year. They took over in January, and it happened September 11th.
I said
that's 8 months. That's not a year.
Darling, January to September. I want you to count on your fingers, Dan. It won't be easy, but it's 9 months. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein. KNRC.
We have to talk.
Quest Choice Business. Your business line plus any 5 features for just $39.99 a month. Over 100,000 small businesses have already signed up for Quest Choice Business. Shouldn't you?
Observe the strut of confidence. Yes, nothing compares with the rooster-like pride of a man exiting a Helzberg Diamond store. Because their value promise assures him of their best price. First time, every time. Like a sapphire and diamond ring for a straightforward $39. Ah, the strut of confidence. Infinitely better than the skulk of dissatisfaction. Helzberg Diamonds. Confidence comes in a burgundy box. Visit Helzberg.com for a store near you.
I'm David Collins, owner of Scout Productions, the small business behind Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. You know, our talent search for the Fab Five was no simple task, but at least financing it was. We actually covered our travel expenses using the membership rewards points we had earned on our American Express business cards.
With Open, the Small Business Network, you can make big things happen when you have an American Express business card. To apply, call 1-800-605-OPEN.
Enrollment in the membership rewards program required. Fees and terms may vary. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
The Hudson Gardens and Event Center welcomes Professor Tom Noel, Dr. Colorado, in the continuing lecture series on Sunday, April 25th at 7 p.m. Professor Noel will discuss the South Platte River Renaissance in the heated garden canopy. Hudson Gardens and Event Center is located at 6115 South Santa Fe Drive in Littleton, just south of Bowles Avenue. Tickets are $6 and can be purchased via phone at 303-797-8565, extension 321. Or online at www.hudsongardens.org.
AM 1150 KNRC invites you to expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series. Tickets are still available for our next featured speaker, Steve Forbes. Steve Forbes will be speaking on Monday, May 17th at Betcher Concert Hall at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. For information, visit knrcradio.com. The KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series is a program of Junior Achievement and is sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC.
What Denver station picked up the prestigious Edward R. Murrow Award for the best single event news coverage for 2003? It was AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC. For the story surrounding the controversy over a Denver police officer, when you look for clear, concise radio journalism, stay with the professionals at AM 1150 KNRC.
Phenomena.
Hi, my name is Stephanie. I want to get tall when I grow up. Tall enough to hug Enid Goldstein, because my grandpa says she's high.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon to 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Lionel, would you join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC? Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:56 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours till 3, and then at 7 o'clock tonight, I hope you can join me at Tatter Cover Lodo. I'll be there helping to lead a discussion of the book Peace Like a River. There's no charge. The public's invited, and I look forward to meeting you. One thing that occurs to me, we were, I think, one of the sponsors when Tommy Franks came here just a few weeks ago and gave a lecture over at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts, one of the theaters, I forget which one. He never, I left, I didn't sit through the whole thing, but he didn't really say very much about the war in Iraq. And now we know why. In the Woodward book, when the president informed him to start making plans going to war against Iraq, apparently Franks greeted that news with a string of expletives, unprintable and unsayable on a family radio station. So now we know why he's not talking about it on these expensive lectures that he gives. Andy in Englewood, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Andy.
Yeah, something funny that Ashcroft said the other night. One of the things he blamed explicitly was, quote, Clinton's budget, unquote. And that, I think that was the balanced budget that the Republicans take credit for.
That a balanced budget with all those surpluses, too?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So they take credit for balancing the budget and at the same time blame Clinton when they don't have enough money.
Got it. Thanks.
Got it. Yeah.
Thanks, Andy. 303-382-1150. Larry on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. This
Hi.
Is Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, I'm kind of wondering where all the conservatives are. You've been hammering pretty hard on Clinton today. Nobody's willing to speak up and, not Clinton, but Bush, and talk about that.
Yeah, I don't know where they are. Maybe they're doing drugs with Rush. I can't imagine. But I invite them. I invite them to listen. Maybe there's no good comeback for what they're doing.
Well, I don't think there is. First of all, but I do have a question for you. Your station talks about hearing both sides talk, but you're the only one on the left anymore. Is that true?
No, we have Combs and we have Lionel, who's kind of more independent.
I don't know if Lionel's all that much on the left.
Well, and we have Desi Cortez on the weekends.
Okay, well, maybe I need to listen on the weekends.
Listen a little bit on the weekends.
Breath of fresh air, and I really appreciate everything.
Thank you, and let Doug know. Tell him he needs more people with the right point of view here, which would be left.
You betcha. I miss Glenn Dobbs in the morning, and the Blakey guy is a real joker as far as I'm concerned.
Well, call him and tell him, Larry.
I have.
I thank you for the call. We're just about out of time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I appreciate the call. I have a lot of people I want to thank today. Joe Anderson, you did a great job producing this show. Thank you, Jordan Lyles. It's a pleasure to have you back. It's a pleasure to be back from San Francisco. Let's do this again tomorrow, noon to 3. We'll have lunch together. Doug Kellett takes over from 3 to 6 right here on AM 1150 KNRC. Start your day out with KNRC in the mornings. And I'll see you tomorrow at noon. Do something generous. Leave the world a better place than you found it. Clean up a mess. And donate or volunteer to the Democratic Party. Get Bush out. Whatever it takes. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150.
Hear Colorado talk. This is the flagship station of NRC Broadcasting. AM 1150 KNRC. Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 3 o'clock.
End NBC News Radio, I'm Ron Insana. President Bush has tapped UN Ambassador John Negroponte to become America's ambassador to the new Iraq. Announcing the choice in the Oval Office, Mr. Bush said it will be a very difficult assignment.
No doubt in my mind he can handle it. No doubt in my mind he'll do a very good job. And there's no doubt in my mind that Iraq will be free and democratic and peaceful.
U.S. officials tell NBC News that Jordanian authorities have arrested two suspects and seized 20 tons of chemicals apparently intended for use in a crude bomb. Meantime, Saudi authorities have arrested eight suspects and confiscated 3 tons of explosives they believe were intended for use against the American and other foreign embassies inside Saudi Arabia. Today, gasoline prices hit a record high for the fourth straight week. A gallon of regular now costs $1.81.3, which is 29 cents higher than a year ago. The Dow lost 14 points. The S&P picked up over a point. Tech stocks climbed, raising the NASDAQ more than 24. I'm Ron Insana, NBC News Radio.
Mr. Goodwrench, who is this one and only GM expert? I'm about to find out.
GM Goodwrench, may I help you?
Yeah, hi. Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Goodwrench had over 1 million hours of training last year?
That's right.
Well, there happens to be only 8,760 hours in a year, Missy.
Excuse me?
Throws a little wrench into this whole Mr.